At 7, Barrymore speaks to police after arrest on suspicion of murder. London's 2012 game plan on track. And Sir Alan's latest apprentice speaks to LBC. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Holly Holland. Michael Barrymore is being questioned on suspicion of murder tonight. 6 years ago, Stuart Lubbock was found dead in the swimming pool at Barrymore's house near Harlow. The inquiry was reopened in December after a review of the first investigation. Earlier, he and two other men were held by police in Essex. The parents of Madeleine McCann say they're extremely disappointed. A Dutch newspaper printed a letter claiming to reveal where their daughter is buried. Police in Portugal have spent the day trying to verify the anonymous letter, which says the four-year-old is 9 miles from where she went missing. It's understood Kate and Jerry McCann don't believe the claim is significant. London's preparations for the 2012 Olympics are on track and on time. That from the International Olympic Committee, which has spent 3 days checking our progress. The inspectors have been giving a news conference on their findings at Canary Wharf. Chairman Dennis Oswald says we've kept all the promises that were made at the very beginning.
We were delighted also to have confirmation that the legacy was what it was promised at the time of the bid. And we really consider that London will be a model for future host city of the Olympic Games as far as legacy is concerned.
British forces from the Falklands War are gathering for a special service and dinner in Greenwich to mark the 25th anniversary of the island's liberation. Former soldiers, sailors and airmen who won medals for their bravery are attending the event at the Old Royal Naval College. The Princess Royal will also be there. A crane company from Dartford has been cautioned after a crane collapsed, injuring a number of people and leaving a man trapped in Croydon. It happened nearly 2 weeks ago. It's emerged parts of the crane hadn't been connected properly. The health and safety executive has told Select Plant Hire only trained workers are allowed to use the equipment. And the apprentice winner has told LBC he's still trying to deal with the fact he's landed himself a £100,000 contract with Sir Alan Sugar. 27-year-old Simon Ambrose from Clapham was told, "You're hired," last night after beating Christina Grimes. He's told us it's been a great adventure.
You know, having a stall in a French market in the house and having my own art gallery, being an art gallery curator for the day. I mean, just a wonderful experience from start to finish. Not so much the job interview from hell, but more like an internship from heaven.
In London's travel news, the clockwise northern stretch of the M25 is slow towards Junction 1A, St Albans, after a crash earlier. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, go to lbc.co.uk and click on News on the Go to find out how. And in London's weather, the chance of heavy showers overnight, but they should clear later with lows of 13. This is LBC. It's 7.03. LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. This is Amanda Redmond. As Holly was just telling you in the news, the M25 northern stretch, very slow clockwise, all the way from Junction 17 at Rickmansworth, around towards Junction 20 at King's Langley after the bad crash there earlier. Still delays on the roads around Essex as well. There's been lots of heavy rain for this evening's rush hour in the area there. Also very congested this evening as well around Victoria Bus Station on Terminus Place. If you can give us any updates on that, give us a call on the jam line 08000 68 60 80. Inner South Ruislip Station approach is still blocked off both ways with a crash between Long Drive and Bourne Avenue. On the tubes are a delay to the District Line and also delays now on the East London Line. Whilst on the overground trains there are severe delays and disruption on First Connect and a Midland Mainline services between Luton and King's Cross Thameslink after a signal failure between Mill Hill Broadway and Hendon. Your next update is in 15 minutes at LBC 97.3 Travel with Confused.com, the online search engine for car insurance.
This is the sound of a child being hit by a car at 40 miles an hour. This is the sound of a child being hit by a car at 30 miles an hour.
If you hit me at 40 miles an hour, there's around an 80% chance I'll die. Hit me at 30 and there's around an 80% chance I'll live.
Think. It's a 30 miles an hour speed limit for a reason.
A reviving cup of coffee while you're shopping. A revitalizing lunch with friends. A refreshing glass of wine at the end of the day. A romantic dinner before the movies. Relax with your favorite people at the boardwalk at Lakeside. There's a great choice of restaurants, Italian, American, Japanese, as well as a 9-screen cinema, all by the waterside. The Boardwalk at Lakeside. Open from morning till night. Isn't it time you took a stroll?
Look here, I'm an estate agent, not a photographer. So what if my fingers get in the shots or my snaps are a little blurred? I'm far more focused on getting home for dinner.
Ooh. At Foxtons, we know first impressions last. That's why when over 400,000 people visit foxtons.co.uk every month, they see in-depth photography and floor plans on over 6,000 homes for sale or rent. Demand more from estate agents.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Let's be having you. So, let's just take one straight away. Go on, line three, what have you got?
The Ian Lee Good Evening Show is brought to you by the Philips screwdriver.
Oh.
Never leave home without it. In association with Dragon Meat Sausage.
Now that's what I'm talking about. It's a reference to last night's show. If you missed it, shame on you. So, where's Agent Chris? He's cleaning up the flat tonight. He's actually bunked off work to clean up his flat. So Helen Behind the Glass is producing, which means we're going to have a good show. Andy's here twiddling the knobs, which means we're going to have a good show. Are you right, Andy? Everything well, good, fine?
Fine and excellent.
Lovely, okay. Everything well with you, Helen?
Super duper.
Did you have that cheesecake? Did you have Nick Ferris's cheesecake?
I did, but not all of it.
I feel a little bit bloated, I think is the word. Well, let's dive in, shall we? First 30 minutes, calls go straight to air. Line one, you're on the wireless.
I'm James Reeve, and for the man about town, I always carry a Philips screwdriver.
Okay, we got it. Do you know what you did, Helen? You know, when this was written, I bet you never dreamed this was possible. You've written an in-joke for the show. Well done.
We've created a cult classic.
You've got, if anyone missed last night's show, the first 2.5 hours, nothing special. But download it, because it's worth it for the last 30 minutes of the show, which was the play What Helen and Chris Dunn Wrote. Chris isn't here. It's the play that Helen wrote. He's not here. You'd get all the credit for it. And it is genuinely fantastic with,
That's actually true.
I believe it is to be true. He kind of steamrolls things and, pretends he's connected with them. Yes, line eight.
Hello, right. Just wanted to speak to Ian Lee.
You're speaking to him.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are.
Right, okay. I just wanted to put something out there, you know.
Put it out there.
I had a burning question.
Okay.
I just wanted to see how other people think.
Okay.
What would you rather have from a woman, love or trust? What would you rather give a woman, love or trust? And you can't have both.
What would I rather give a woman?
What would you rather feel for a woman, love or trust?
Well, hang on a minute. This is the third time you said it, and it's completely different. So, what? Try it one more time.
What would you rather feel for a woman, love or trust, and you can't have both?
What, are you saying you can't have both in the real world or in this little game we've created?
Kind of in this little game.
Okay, in this little game. What would I rather have for a woman or from a woman?
No, for. What would you feel? What would you rather feel?
Love, of course.
But if you don't trust her, can you, how are you going to feel?
But hang on a second. You are actually blowing my mind. So what? Give me. I'm confused.
Can I give you an example? Yeah.
Please do.
Right. Okay. Say for instance, if I love a woman,
yes,
right, and I don't trust her, that's gonna eat away at me. Kind of, I'll be paranoid all the time. But if I trust her, then at least my mind will be at ease, even though I don't love her. You know what I mean now?
I'll be honest. I don't know what you mean.
Really?
But this is only in your game. This isn't in the real world.
Well, it happens in the real life as well, doesn't it?
Well, no, but you can have both in the real world.
Can you?
Well, of course you can.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, a lot of people I've met, both doesn't exist in most cases.
Well, then you've been meeting the wrong people, Raj. Of course you can have love and trust. Surely those things go, maybe I'm being naive, maybe I'm being old-fashioned and sentimental, I don't know. But surely, love and trust, they go hand in hand, don't they?
A lot of times they won't, and I think you'll find a lot of your listeners will agree with me. A lot of the times they don't.
Well, you can't say that because you don't know. Is it the when you're in love with a beautiful woman thing? Is that it?
That's kind of thing. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
So with, you know? To quote Dr. Hook, and why the hell not? When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what I mean. You know, you can't really. I would rather trust anyway. You know, that's what I would like to say. If I can trust, then I can build upon that. Because at least I trust my mind's at ease.
But why can't you...
problems or paranoia and going mental at night and, you know, banging my head against the wall.
But what...
Thinking, you know, what is she doing out there? You know, that kind of thing.
But why... I found the flaw in your problem. It's your problem that you can't trust someone that you love. Because you are untrustworthy yourself.
That's interesting, but I'd have to disagree. I'm actually a relaxed, laid-back person, and, you know, I don't really go crazy and things like that. So, I don't know, I think I am... I disagree, definitely.
Raj, you're wrong to disagree. I think if you look deeply inside yourself, you'll see that you are projecting your own insecurities and inability to be trustworthy onto women, when really, it's you. It's one of two things. It's either you that can't be trusted, or your mother's let you down.
No, my mother didn't let me down.
Then it's you. Raj, you've answered your own psychological question. It's you that can't be trusted.
I think that's unfair.
I think it's accurate. Well, what the hell were we just talking? I have no idea what we were talking about. I was trying to find When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman on my iPod. It turns out it's not there. Let's go to line 10. 10, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hey.
Yes?
Anybody banging about this life-size statue of the Silver Surfer? I've got to get rid of it soon.
Are you speaking on a speakerphone?
No.
Are you on a hands-free?
No.
Then why does your phone sound rubbish?
Well, because your ears are full of wax.
There we go. If anyone is speaking on a speakerphone or hands-free, I don't want to talk to them tonight because it sounds awful. They are banned from the show this evening. Line 7, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian, it's Adam from Bushy.
Hello, Adam from Bushy.
I think that guy before was a complete loon. I've been with my girlfriend 3 years, and I love her from the bottom of my heart and trust her implicitly.
Of course, you can. Those things go hand in hand.
Well, I couldn't love her if I didn't trust her.
Yeah. I think he's a weirdo, that
man. I think he's never been loved or trusted.
Nice, Adam. Thank you for that.
No worries.
Good lad. Okay, line 6, you're on... Oh, no, you're not. Line 6, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Oh, I do feel queer.
What a long build-up for a very, very weak payoff. I'm in a kind of a relaxed... I've got this, wait for the music to end. I'm in a really relaxed mood. I've got the lights. This is how the lights are going to be from now on. Someone has left us one of those standing lamps. You know, the long, tall ones where it's like an upside-down saucer on the top. And the light comes from that. Someone's left that in here. I don't know why. But I've turned down the studio lights and I'm just using that. And it's like doing the show from my living room, but from my living room in the 1970s. And I kind of dig that. 0870 9090 973 is the phone number. If you want to come straight to air, let's go to line 2. You're on the wireless.
Ian?
Yes?
Why am I banned?
Well, you're not, obviously, because you've just got on air to ask me why you're banned.
But I'm on hands-free.
Get out of it! I'm not having the hands-free or the speakers tonight. It just sounds awful, and tonight I want to have a show that the DAB listeners can really... Those who've invested in the DAB radio really can get the most out of. So it's landlines... do you know what? What the hell? It's landlines only tonight. I know... We're making it difficult for ourselves, but no one on a mobile phone is allowed on the radio this evening. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, are you
on a mobile phone?
Yes.
I have to cut you off, I'm afraid, sir. Let's try it. Line 6, are you on a mobile phone?
It's Mr. Butler, Ian.
Yeah, Mr. Butler, I've got to ask you, are you on a mobile phone?
I am, yes.
I'll do your job for you. This is going to be a tough one, actually. Doesn't anybody have a real landline phone anymore? Let's try this one. Line 5, are you on a mobile phone?
It's raining in, and it feels just so good.
Okay, I suspect he was on a mobile phone. No, I've made the rule. We're going to have to stick with it. Line six, are you on a mobile phone?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure your number doesn't end 622?
No, that's not me.
No, I think I've seen through that. We'll try one more. Line five, are you on a mobile phone? I'll take that as a yes, then. It's time now to get the latest LBC 97.3 travel news. It's Amanda Redman.
On the MT...
Okay, we have made the rule. The rule has been set. No one is coming on the show tonight if you're calling from a mobile phone. It just ain't happening. Okay, this... Sorry, I just put a pasty in the microwave. No one's coming in. It's just... I've just put a pasty in the microwave. Sorry, Hannah. I know it's unprofessional, but I'm just... absolutely... There we go. It's done now. I think it's lovely. It's, get that. That's nice. Oh, yes. Lovely, lovely. Ooh, right, I'll have that in a minute. I'll have that during the ads. So please, don't call on a mobile phone. You will not get on the air. Now, it's Howlow Auction Time, and you can win a Sony PS3. I don't know why I said it like that, but that's what it is. It's the person with the lowest unique bid that wins the competition. The lowest bid in pence that nobody else makes before the end of the auction at 11:30 p.m. tonight. So, to enter and win a PS3, text LBC plus your bid in pence to 88821. 88821. So to bid £1.50, you'd bid LBC 150 to 88821. Lines close at 11:30 p.m. tonight. Bidders must be over 16. Bids cost £1.50 plus your standard network rate. And go to lbc.co.uk for the full terms and indeed those conditions. Right, okay, let's try and do a mobile-free show. I realise this could actually be an absolute nightmare, but God damn it, Helen, we're going to stick with it tonight.
Why have you picked tonight to do that?
I think you can handle it. I don't think Chris could pull it off, to be honest. I think you've got just a little bit... I don't know, it seemed like a good idea when I said it and I can't back down now.
For the whole 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks. And you.
Line six, you're on the wireless.
I wanted to have a cheese sandwich today.
Yeah.
So I went to the fridge to get some cheese.
Nice.
But I discovered that there wasn't any cheese in the fridge because someone had eaten all the cheese.
Yes.
And I'm fairly sure that the person who ate the cheese must have been me because I'm the only person who lives here.
Yes.
So I was a bit hoist by my own fridge or something.
Yes.
Globule.
I can see people calling in on mobile phones. Right, I'm going to cut you off, because you're definitely a mobile phone. Some of them it's harder to tell than others. I hope this isn't a mobile phone. Yes, line three's on the landline. Away you go, line three. What the hell is this? Oh! It's an unreleased Beatles song, sung by Ringo. This is a brilliant. There's a brilliant bit with this. This is unreleased, and it's a famously bad Beatles recording that never worked. And in the instrumental break, Ringo goes, "Someone take it, please." I don't think it's funny when you ask for money for things. Oh, I love Ringo. When are the Beatles going to get back together? You think I'm soft in the head. This may be on the anthology, I'm not sure. It's not that bad, actually. I'm tempted to adopt this as the new theme tune of the show. Ringo singing You've Got Worries. I've got to dig this out tonight. Oh, man. I've had this for years. I used to have this on a really dodgy bootleg when I was about 16. I think this is a bit where he asks, George, take it, someone. Oh, God, it's awful. Thank you very much for that, Beatles. Let's go to line four. Four, you're on the one. Four, are you on a mobile phone?
Hello, you.
Are you on a mobile phone?
That's the only thing I have.
Well, then I'm afraid you can't call in tonight. She hasn't called in for 6 months. The first night she decides to call in, she's taken straight off. Line two, are you on a mobile phone?
No, I'm on a landline, but can I just say something?
Yeah, no, it's a mobile phone.
It's a withheld
number. It's a mobile phone, it's not a withheld number. I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the number comes up on my screen. So I'm asking if you're on mobile phones. I know the answer, okay? I actually know the answer, so please be honest with me. If you're not honest with me when I ask you that question, not only will you be kicked off tonight, you'll also not be allowed on tomorrow. That's, I'm getting tough with these guys now. Line six, you're on a landline, I can see.
Good evening!
I wish you weren't. Yes, good evening.
Good evening, ban all mobile phones, because just for a couple of months, have a little bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, wouldn't peace and quiet... All I'm saying is give peace and quiet a chance.
Peace a chance, yes, absolutely.
Do you think I may have overstretched myself a bit by banning mobile phones for the whole evening?
Do it.
What?
You'll get real callers. People are sat alone, at home, alone. Old people. Uh-huh. People who can't move. You'll get all those type of people.
Well, I'm not sure that's necessarily what LBC is looking for.
People listening in the cars, crashing into things.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, landline. It is a landline special this evening. You can only call in if you're on a landline. I can see a couple of mobile phones there, and they are gone. Oh, and now it's just people withholding their numbers.
If you're on a landline.
Line five, are you on a mobile phone?
No.
Do we believe him? Go on, then.
Yes, I am on a mobile phone. Shame.
Oh, well, you think you buoyed me? You think that was a boiding? You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen... I fancy... This will help us. This is going to be a tough show tonight. It's going to be a very tough show tonight, so I think we just need to take things nice and easy. Right, 0870-9090-973. But only, please, for the love of God, if you're calling from one of them landlines, okay? Thank you. Right, let's go straight in. Line six, you're on the landline, I can see you. Where you go?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, you all right?
Yeah, thirsty blues again.
Anything I can do for you?
Well, I don't know.
You're just calling in to say you've got a landline.
Well, you're boasting, yeah, really.
Okay, well, boast away.
I've got a landline, which means I'm likely to get on a few times this evening.
Good lad, yes, yeah, he's right. He's seen the floor there. He's likely to get on quite a few times this evening. This is going to be hard work. Yes, line 10, you're on a landline. Okay, I have no idea what that was. It turns out the people with landlines are idiots for the majority. Let's try this one. Line 9, you're on a landline. Away you go.
Gooey.
Gooey.
Inky Pinky Punky.
What?
Inky Pinky Punky.
We need to get Nigel to record that because we're going to turn that into a game.
Definitely. Yeah, I thought we better call in because you're probably only going to get about 5 calls in the 3 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be...
bad idea.
It could be one of the worst ideas I've ever had.
Yeah.
Never mind, we'll stick with it.
So, how's the pasty?
I missed that call. I really wanted to take... the pasty I'm going to have during the news.
Okay, I'm surprised they supplied you with a microwave in a million-pound studio.
A million-pound studio? Is that what they're calling it these days?
They let you eat food in there?
Yeah, they let me eat food in here, yes. Why wouldn't they? Mm. Okay, well, thanks for calling, suspicious man. Yes, he was suspicious, wasn't he? Well, there's a call I wanted to take there. Line 10, you are on a landline, yes?
Yeah, I'm on a landline, yeah.
Okay.
But why is it called a landline?
Because the line is...
Well, you're doing the show about it, yeah?
Phone lines...
You should know where it is.
Helen's miming it goes underground, but phone lines don't go underground, do they? They go over on telegraph poles.
You would have never thought...
What decades are you in?
I'm in the 1980s. What? Will you shut up, G-Man? I'm in the 1980s. They go on...
Yeah, then that's correct.
Yeah, thank you.
You wouldn't have thought that G-Man would get you thinking.
Okay. You would not have thought that G-Man would get me thinking. You're right. Oh, I missed the call. I really wanted to say that's annoying. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Semolina Pilchard's climbing up the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, I believe that to be the look. Let's try this. Oh, standard man, you're on a mobile phone. I can't let you on. Oh, it's like getting all my best friends into a room, making them kneel in front of me, then just kicking them in the face. Oh, it's horrible. Go on, line 8, you're on a landline.
Well, what about a cordless? That's mobile.
Don't be so pedantic.
What do you mean?
But it's not classified as a mobile phone.
But I'm walking around my flat now.
Well, you know what?
What?
You can walk right off this radio show. Good lad. Line 6, you're on a mobile phone.
Hello, is that Mr. Lee?
Yeah, you're on a mobile phone. I can't let
you
on.
Are you on a mobile phone?
No, you are.
Are you on a mobile phone?
No, I'm on a speaker system.
I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm afraid so.
I got him first. Let's try this one. Yes, line 10.
I'm on a mobile phone, bye.
I cut you off first. It doesn't count. Okay, we'll see how it goes. I have to tell me on air, Helen.
I'm being bullied by certain people.
Who?
Well, just people.
Names. Give me names, Helen.
Peter East Grinstead.
Oh, idiot.
Was one.
Yeah.
Saying, if the mobile is diverted to a landline, can they get on?
Well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
It just means nothing.
It's talking out of his backside. The rule tonight is as follows. And yes, Helen and I had words during the news because she said, why are you doing this tonight when I'm producing the show? Why are you doing this now? Why can't you do it tomorrow when I'm not even in the building? Well, it's the way it's worked out, I'm afraid. And we just sometimes, we say rash things on the radio. And as presenters, our ego means we are unable to back down from them. Tonight's rule is as follows. No one calling from a landline will get on the radio. No, hang on, it's the wrong way around. No, it's the wrong way around! Oh, God, that means no one's getting on. No, stop, scrub that, hang on. No one calling from a mobile is getting on the radio. You can only get on the radio if you're calling from a landline. Now, the reason for that is DAB, digital radio, is the future. And a lot of people have invested in DAB, and yet they're still having to put up with rubbish mobile phone calls. So, no. This evening, no. We're going to have perfect, crystal clear... I only said crystal queer. That's a great... Isn't that a great name for a TV singer? I'm going to get a gig at Madame Jojo's as Crystal Queer. Oh, I'm just going to sing Crystal Gale songs. And maybe a little bit of Tammy Wynette. I've got it all worked out. You can only... Crystal Queer, I like that. You can only get on if you're phoning from the landline. Now, admittedly, we haven't got very many calls, and Helen's told me the calls we have got aren't very good. No disrespect, Darren.
You're talking to me?
There we go, you see.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Mobile phones are rubbish.
Aren't they just?
They are just absolutely rubbish, and it's about time you got rid of them and put landlines on the air.
Well, landlines... Let's just say...
You're a bloody genius, man.
Wow.
Get rid of mobile phones.
Okay.
They're just rubbish.
Well, we're saying that now. Come 8:10, when we've only had you and Mark from the Addis calling.
Well, you're going to be desperate, but I can talk all night. I don't mind.
Okay. I've got to say, it's having... I've got your line-up. I've got Mark's line-up. Now, normally, if we had two lines up and they were both mobile phones, the noise would be atrocious. But just
exactly,
Darren,
exactly.
Darren, just be quiet for a second. Let's just.
Okay, I will.
Here we go. This is two landlines up on the air. Let's just listen.
Hello, Ian.
Who's that?
It's Mark.
Well, Mark, shut up. I'm listening to silence for a minute.
Oh, sorry. He's listening to clarity.
I'm listening to clarity. Oh, it sounds wonderful.
That's good. That's good
clarity there.
Yeah.
Weren't Clarity a band, like a progressive rock band in the 70s?
I think they used to do 23-minute epics.
They're not
as good as King Crimson.
Oh, I've not really heard that much King Crimson, but I'm aware of them.
I used to send you some MP3s in the past.
Oh,
I used to ask you to play more King Crimson.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, I've got none on my iPod. I'm not even going to bother flicking through it, because I know...
You've got an iPod? That's so 2000. You should get, you know...
Well, what should I have now? Not an iPod. Well,
everyone's going back to CDs now. And in about 5 years' time, we're going back to vinyl.
Oh, listen, man, without getting too retro and up my own fat backside, I've got vinyl. I've got a turntable up and running. I'm getting tension from this guy. I'm trying to ingratiate myself with Darren and trying to tell him I'm one of him. And he's...
You're just like me. Oh, that's scary. I can't handle that.
Yes.
But no, Ian, you've provided me with a lot of entertainment. I love your radio show. It's very good fun.
Well, Darren, thank you very much.
That's all right. Now you're going to cut me off, yeah?
Yeah, you're right. Wow. This is going to be a tough one tonight. Mark!
Good evening.
Your voice is breaking. Good lad. We'll get there one day.
Oh, God.
No, it'd be good when it happens.
Oh, wow.
It's actually mid-break now. This is Mark... You don't really. This is a fantastic moment in your. How old are you? 13?
13 and a half.
13 and a half, the perfect age. In a few weeks' time, you're going to be a man.
Oh, yeah, like my hair isn't.
I don't even want to know what that means.
Not my.
Don't even finish that sentence. Don't finish that sentence because I will lose my job.
Okay, sorry.
Mark, what can I do for thee?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about Xbox Live.
Okie dokie, it's going to be one of those shows this evening, yes.
Sadly, I haven't got an Xbox 360.
Oh, dear.
I am more of a Nintendo fan myself.
Oh, okay, the Wii is excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I played it in when I was in France.
Okay.
With my French partner for an exchange.
Your French partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he had a Wii and, I thought it was quite rubbish because the instructions were in French, so...
But hang on, so, but we over here means wee-wee, and we over there means wee-wee.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. It means different things in all different countries.
You got that right.
I certainly did. And, like, Mark, you'll find as you carry on listening and growing, I tend to get most things right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Also...
Yes?
You know them people who are bullying Helen? Stop bullying Helen! She's a beautiful woman!
Oh gosh.
It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Loads of people are switching off now.
What? What do you mean switching off? Oh, because of the Xbox?
All the cabbies have gone.
Oh. Mark, I've got to cut you off.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Thank you for that. Cheers. Well spotted there. Zeb?
Yeah?
Oh, jeez. Oh. At what point can I back away from this? Are you doing this deliberately? Because I've made your life difficult, Helen. So you'd try to make my life difficult, or is this genuinely the best we have?
This is the landline callers.
God, what is it that makes?
When
you
said your name,
it's
supposed to
talk.
Hello.
Yeah, Zeb. Oh, for God's sakes! I'm talking. Shush.
When he's talking to you, supposed to talk.
Yeah, and when I'm talking to you, she's not supposed to be talking to you. Who's that in the background?
Hello.
Yeah, Zeb.
Good evening.
Oh, God. Who's that in the background?
That's my big sister, Lawson.
Well, tell your big sister, Lance Percival, to shut up.
Okay. Do you put vinegar in your washing machine?
No, I don't put vinegar in my washing machine. Although someone recommended it to me a few weeks ago, I would never do it because I think it's a disgusting thing to do.
But they do smell very lovely.
Do they? They do smell very lovely. But you shouldn't put vinegar in a washing machine. That's wrong. Okay. Well, Zeb, you know, it's probably time you went to bed, isn't it? Yes, I think so. Right, okay. Let's go to the email, shall we? Ian, can I call in with a cup and string? So this is from Homeless Steve. I don't have a landline. You need a house for that. This is blatant discrimination of the homeless. Oh, okay. That's, oh, yeah, okay, we'll have that one. Thank you, Grant. Put that in that. We'll use that later. Right, okay. I'm already thinking maybe the landline-only show, it was not one of the best themes we've ever had. Umar!
Hello, Ian.
Oh, wow. Your voice has actually done the break.
Good evening. I can't do it anymore.
You can't do it. You have to do... Good evening.
Good evening.
Umar, you've become, when I first spoke to you, you were a boy. You're a man. We're getting lots of, this is great. I wonder if this is all happening at the same time. We're having lots of young gentlemen.
Yeah.
Phoning this show, and their voices are breaking at the moment. I don't remember when mine broke.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. And Umar, will you do me a favour? And everyone, the young lad I just spoke to, everyone whose voice is breaking now, or has just broken, will you remember this moment for me? Because I don't remember when my voice broke, and I wish I could pinpoint the day. And Mike, because sometimes when voices break, they start off quite high, and they're like that, quite deep. Sometimes they sort of go a bit squeaky. But I don't remember it. Helen, when did your voice break?
Ian, this is really uncomfortable. What you've actually done is set up a first class and a second class system. So the people on landlines, they're getting through.
Yes.
I'm being really polite.
Lovely.
The people on mobiles, I'm being rude.
Well, that's your bag.
Because they're being rude.
That's hang on,
they're
Umar,
upset.
I'm dealing with the staff, Umar. Yes, that's your bag. Well, list.
Right.
Just...
Well, on we go then.
On we go then. There's tension, I believe, amongst. Amongst the team, Umar, it's not good. It's not a good vibe.
No.
No, okay. And some could say not a good show as well.
For landlines, for real bugs.
It turns out everyone that owns a landline is a complete flipping idiot. That's what it turns out.
I've got a landline.
Yeah, I know, Umar. Right, what do you want?
I've heard a rumour about something, Ian. I've heard a rumour about, like, you know Sunday night's Triple M show?
Yes.
Someone said it's going to stop.
Well, we the last Triple M show was last Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're not doing it this Sunday, Umar.
He's not going to care anymore.
Okie dokie. So, right. Oh, God. The thing is, I can't back down now. I've said it. I've said no mobile phones. I can't back down. It's a social experiment that's backfiring in my face as we speak. 0870 9090973 is the telephone number. We'll make this work. We'll make this work. Let's go to Sybil.
Hello, good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
How are you, my dear?
I'm probably not going to go out behind the glass during any of the breaks, as I think there's a little bit of tension there.
I know, you created it.
I did. Well, no, I just, you know, I don't know.
I just wanted to ask you, what happened to Maureen? I don't hear Maureen at all. Did you chase her off your
Maureen from the Tottenham. No, she doesn't call in anymore. She was supposed to be on Trisha or something recently, talking about dirty old women.
Yes.
But she hasn't called in for ages.
Oh, I miss her little calls.
She was filthy though, Sybil.
Oh, no, she's not filthy. She's just an elderly lady who likes a bit of fun.
Yeah, so you don't want to start talking about your donut or anything?
No,
it's probably best if we don't.
What's all this about landline tonight and no mobile phones?
Well, I decided, because I thought it would be a great idea, if we banned mobile phones because their quality is rubbish, and we just got people calling in on landlines. and it turns out that everyone that owns a landline is either a child,
yes.
Very dull, yes. Very stupid, or an old woman.
Ah, the old women like you. The old women like nice little young
okay.
boys.
I'm just going to cut you off. I'm going to throw to the travel. Then I'm going to step outside and cut a finger off. It's Amanda.
Thanks very much, Ian. Well, big problems getting
Z97.3. Ian Lee's good evening.
Okay. Right. I think we're back on track now. The theme for tonight's show is you can only call in if you're calling from a landline. It's as simple as that. Now, I've been I didn't know I had that on there. I've been behind the glass with Helen, and she's a little bit flustered, a little bit stressed, but we've had words, and I think it's going to be fine. Can I just say, if you're phoning up from a mobile phone, don't be abusive to Helen. Actually, don't do that, because that's not nice. And I did hear one of the calls on speakerphone that she was taking, and that was, what you said there was actually illegal. So just please hold your horses. I'm doing this for the benefit of all our DAB listeners in the DAB regions and the Anglo-Saxon regions, so they can get the clarity of this fine, overlooked telephone system. Alistair, you're calling from a landline.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Yeah, are you good?
Oh, are you the one who wants to get in the old radio game?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yes, I know. Yes, thank you for wishing me luck, Helen. I know who this is, yes.
Yeah, I've got some very good news about how to always win at roulette.
Some good news about how to... And how old are you, Alistair?
I'm legal, let's put it like that.
Well, legal for what?
Legal to play roulette.
Well, so you're 18?
Yeah.
Okay, so you and 18... What?
Let me tell you first about
Well, hang on, you're an 18-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and you have come up with the foolproof system...
Well, it's... Yeah.
...that has managed to evade gamblers for centuries. You know how to always win at roulette. Away you go.
Oh, well, let me tell you about my career first, keep you in suspense.
Okay, well, that's... Okay. Yes.
Well, I bothered to actually wake up and go to college today.
Okay.
And I went and talked to the careers advice woman...
Yes.
...about how to work in radio. And, well, she was like, it helps if you know anyone who's in the game. And I said, yeah, I do. She goes, who? And I go, you. And she didn't know you were. But, anyway, back to roulette.
Yeah, because that was interesting.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what you do...
Yes.
You know the basic shape of a roulette table.
Well, it's rectangular with a big wheel at the end.
Yeah, and you know about the first, second, and third thirds.
Well, yes, I do. Can you explain that for people who just... But that's, what is that, 1 to 12?
I think it's 1 to 12. I can't remember.
Well, 13 to 24, 25 to 36, or something like that,
right.
Yes.
What you do, you get 20 quid.
Yeah.
10 quid stake on, and you see the last number. Say the last number is A1.
Yes.
Which would fall in the first third, okay?
Yes, yes.
So you put 18 quid.
Yes.
No. Sorry, you put 10 quid on the second third.
Yes.
10 quid on the third third.
Yes.
And a quid on zero.
Right.
Spin it. You're going to make 30 quid.
Whoa. Supposing it comes up in the first third.
I researched that because every spin is unique, obviously.
Yes.
But there is an exception. The chances of it appearing on the same number twice are doubled. The odds are doubled.
What? What the hell is he talking? But you don't understand, Esther, is every spin of the wheel, the clock is reset. It has no correlation
mm-hmm.
with the previous spins of the wheel. It has nothing to do with that. It's a unique standalone spin. So if it's been, for example, if it's, because I normally bet black or red, and you double your money, black or red, black or red. But if it's been 20 blacks in a row, it's not more likely that the next one's going to be red. It's still the same percentage of chance it's going to be black or red.
Well, you think that, but I
well, no, I don't, no, Alistair, I think it because it's a fact.
I don't want to brag.
It's, well, no, don't brag, because be careful how you finish your sentence, because what I have just said to you is a mathematical fact.
Ah, but you try it next time you're near a roulette wheel.
Well, I've been to roulette, I've played roulette, well, I've played more roulette than you've ever done, young man, and if it's been 20 blacks, if it's been 20 blacks in a row...
Well, I don't play red and black, you changed it.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying that...
I understand what you're saying,
yeah. Oh, well, no, you don't understand what I'm saying, so, Alistair, shut up. You will never make it in radio. And I tell you why, because I've just put a hex on you. Yeah. Now, if you, 20 blacks have come up, the odds of it being red are exactly the same as it being black. Mm. That never changes. Mm. Every time, I'm going to cut you off. What a smug little git. What a little sod. Seriously, I could have slapped him.
Ian?
Yes,
are you expecting somebody tomorrow night to come onto the show?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, he's on a mobile, so I want to be quick. Does he have to wear a skirt?
Oh, now it's skirt. Well, here's a little thing. Tomorrow is skirt special, okay, and we're all going to wear skirts. Except, I haven't got access to a skirt for tomorrow. But I'm not going to tell Chris that. So Chris can wear a skirt. I'm not going to tomorrow. I'm going to have to do it next week. But no, he doesn't have to wear a skirt.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, don't tell Chris that if anyone's, you know, because I won't be seeing anyone who can lend me a skirt for tomorrow, except for, you know, some of that will be inappropriate. Jill!
Hello, Ian.
Hello,
calm
Jill.
Down, dear. Ian.
Oh, you know, that's what Michael Winner says that in the advert. I've just seen a picture of Michael Winner. Doesn't he look old?
Oh, he's lost a lot of weight.
He's not, he doesn't look very well.
He doesn't look like him to me.
No, I met Michael Winner years ago, and a big, fat, old, sort of slightly pompous man, but brilliant for it. That's why we love Michael Winner, because he is outspoken and fat, and he's not now, and he's still, oh, dear.
Oh, no, a shadow of his former self.
Yeah, it looks like that new Death Wish film ain't going to get made. Never mind.
Because, listen, I'm a boring old woman.
Yeah,
so,
oh, okay.
So you get me in the right category.
Good, well, that's, let me just get the... Bit of paper, hang on, boring old men, smelly old men, smelly old woman, boring old woman. Okay, got you there, lovely.
Boring old woman. And I think you've done a splendid demonstration of the advantages of using landlines.
Yes.
And I think it's got through to us all, and I don't think you really need to carry it on, do you, for the whole of the show?
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I've said I'm going to do that, and my ego will not allow me to back down and admit that maybe this is a mistake.
Are you sure? Because I'm sure I heard you say for the first hour and a half.
No, I'm going to carry it right through till 10 o'clock. Sorry, Helen, I know, don't shake your head like that.
I've just had to call.
Yeah?
To say no to one of my favourite callers.
Who's that?
Barry.
Tough. Let him go and find a landline.
This isn't working.
It's working.
It's not, Ian.
I'll be the judge of it, all right?
Oh.
It's working.
Oh.
I'm actually going to lose my temper with everyone.
I think you are.
Including you, Jill.
Including me?
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, just carry on doing my Monty Python show. As long as you do that, I'm happy.
Good girl. There we go, you see. 0870-9090-973, but only from a landline.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
So I watched Blue Peter tonight for the first time in, like, years. And it turns out it's a really nasty show now. When I was watching Blue Peter, it was all about tortoises. I know it's tortoise, but I like saying tortoise at the moment. I'm going through a thing where I'm yay close to saying tortoise for the rest of my life. And it was all about tortoises. Hey, man, how you doing?
Good to you.
Yeah, good. It's nicer. You like it with the lights low?
Yes,
good. Yeah, it's good. It's sexy. I'm going to bring a lady back tomorrow night. Definitely. Helen, am I allowed to bring girls with me into the studio?
Can we have the mobile phone people back?
No, we can't. Right, so, Blue Peter, when did it start getting nasty? They're doing this weird thing. Did you see Blue Peter tonight? No, didn't see it. Okay, fine. They're doing this weird thing where they've got these teams of kids and they're pitching film ideas, okay? And their film ideas are rubbish. Because I don't know if you've ever seen a film made by a kid. Rubbish. Children's Film Foundation, just rubbish. And they're pitching these films, and then someone's going to get voted off, and then one team loses, but then the team that loses, one of them is allowed to join the winning team. Oh, and there were tears, it was hideous. Cheers, man, thank you. Oh, look, oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, you fixed it. Are you all right? You didn't hurt yourself? Good lad, good lad. Good lad. Let's just hope there's not a fire, otherwise that fire extinguisher ain't working. So can someone just tell me, Keith, have you watched Blue Peter recently?
No.
Oh.
Not since 1958.
Oh, right. Was it around in 1958?
Well, I watched it in then. Mind you, I don't remember the 60s, so... Anyway, please put the mobiles back on.
Why?
Please put them on. This is like Care in the Community evening. It's...
Well, I don't see what you're...
I've started to do a jigsaw.
Oh, man! Right, next week we're having a jigsaw special. We're all going to bring in jigsaws and we can see who can do their jigsaw the first.
I've finished mine.
Oh, really? How many pieces, though?
Three.
Yeah, exactly. That's not... I'm talking the big ones. I'm talking 250 pieces.
No, too much.
Why don't they bring out a virtual jigsaw, like on the PlayStation or something?
There is one on the Xbox.
No, there's not.
There is.
Is there really?
Ultimate Jigsaw.
Oh, sweet Lord, I'm getting that.
Online multiplayer.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
Ultimate Jigsaw?
Yep, you have a look.
How many pieces of the jigsaw puzzle got? What is it with you and three-piece jigsaws?
That's the only ones I've got.
Right, I'm going to cut you off being weird. Yeah, everyone seems to be... They're getting on my nerves, but I'm sticking with it. Just partly to prove a point to you, young lady. That's right, Helen, I'm pointing at you. So, onwards and upwards, 0870-9090-973. I'm sticking with it. We've done an hour of it, and we're going to go on until 10 o'clock. You can only come on the radio if you're calling from a landline... And if you've got something interesting to say, there we go, I've made it even narrower. Shaking your head. Oh, dear God. There's a mobile calling in. Line six, you're not getting on the air. There we go, they've gone. Thank goodness for that.
LBC 97.3.
Yes. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay, so maybe not the best idea that I've ever had, but God damn it, I'm sticking to my guns. As a service... To our DAB listeners, no one is getting on if they're calling from a mobile phone. It's as simple as that. So we've had a lot of people... I saw Helen turn away a five-year-old. A five-year-old called up on a mobile phone and she wouldn't put him through. Well done. That kind of loyalty can only be rewarded. But the people are just phoning up saying, yes, I've got a landline. So what? We need more than that. We need more meat... on this rather tattered old bone. So, I need to know, when did Blue Peter get nasty? Do kids still watch Blue Peter? I remember watching Blue Peter when I was young, and thinking, then, well, this is, you know, slightly safe, middle-class nonsense. I wasn't allowed to watch Tiswas. Tiswas is they're having a reunion on Saturday night, apparently, which I should watch a bit of, even though I didn't used to watch Tiswas, so I don't really know what happens. I do remember Sally James, though. Cool. No, but so when did Blue Peter get nasty? And also, a friend of mine, for my birthday, has sent me via the iTunes. Now, I didn't know you could do this. You can buy people albums and send them email them to other people. And someone has sent me the new Paul McCartney album. Now, yes, I know. He hasn't done a good record since. Give my regards to Broad Street soundtrack, but is it going to be any good? The new single is absolute guff, we know that. But is it worth me actually downloading that and having a listen to it? I'm not totally convinced. But 0870 9090 973, only if you're on the landline. Globule Apprentice.
Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas, madam.
Three things, just to tell you. Firstly, I've got a toy to sell. Sorry, got that mixed up.
Start again. A toy to sell, a story to tell, I've got it, this is what you need, next time you phone up, this is what you need to say. Ian, I have three things for you. I have a toy to sell, a story to tell, and a Tory to smell.
it's basically a story to tell.
Yes.
I want to ask something on there.
Yes.
And basically, you know how I'm going to end that conversation, really, don't you?
You're going to say globule and put the phone down?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
All right. So I was flying down my street the other day.
Yes.
And I can't see a truck. Now,
hang on a minute. This sounds like a spooky story. We're going to need some kind of appropriate music. Okay, right. Begin your story now.
So I was flying down the street and I saw a truck. Yeah, it's belonging to some company. I can't say the name on air because then I could embarrass them. But then they were going through the garbage and looking for old sofas. And they were just putting old sofas in their big truck. And I'm wondering what the hell they're doing. So I want to know if anyone's seen that happening in their street.
There were some people with a truck.
Yep.
And they were going through the rubbish looking for old sofas.
Yeah.
Well, you'd notice an old sofa in the rubbish. It wouldn't be down at the bottom of the bin.
No, but our bin's pretty big.
Okay.
They were just going through it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I wonder what they were doing, because I thought they sell their own sofas and make them.
Yes.
I didn't know they actually took them out of the garbage.
Yes. Okay.
Secondly.
Yes.
Mark. Tell your brother to phone in and do something funny.
Yes.
And have the courage to phone in. And thirdly, Nobule.
Good lad, there we go. I didn't get much of that phone call, and part of me actually tuned out during that, and was thinking about being at home playing Rainbow Six on my Xbox, but you know, these things happen. It's Simon's in the Greenwich.
Hi.
Hey, Simon.
Am I on the air now?
You're on the radio now.
I've been actually waiting for 17 minutes.
Well, you've been on the line for 6 minutes, 56 seconds.
Unforgettable. Could I... You know, I'm psychic. Can I tell you something about yourself?
Please do, Simon.
Yeah. I've heard you on the radio for a long time. We used to... When you were doing your 3:30 business.
Oh, I remember those days.
Loved it.
Do you know, I was a guest on Paul Ross's show yesterday, on his Drive Time show, and I thought, how cruel of you to ask me back. How cruel of you to invite me into my mother's house.
I think that you're going to be absolutely massive. Now listen, shall I tell you why?
Please do, Simon. You've had a vision.
I think they keep moving you around on LBC because you get the best listening figures.
Right. Well, okay.
Now,
yes, right.
When we were driving back from the after, every time we tune into you, I listen... I do nothing but watch the media the whole time.
You watch the media?
I saw you on that television show where you were... I don't know, and I thought, that man is... What? You know, you've got something...
What television show?
It was something... And everybody... Hang on, quick, he's on! Here's Ian Lee!
What?
Yeah?
But what programme was it?
It was something... I don't know, it was a documentary or you were... set. I can't remember.
It wasn't the Beckhams thing, was it?
Oh, it might have been.
Well, can I just say, for fans of the Beckhams...
Yeah.
On June the 28th...
Yeah.
There's a slightly disappointing sequel to it.
Yeah.
That's what I went to Vegas for. You can see what I done in Vegas. Yes, okay, Simon.
Listen, Ian...
Drunk. Yes?
If you do a show like Nick does...
Nick Ferrari or Nick Abbott?
No, Nick Ferrari.
Okay, the... Yes.
Beth and I do a thing called 100 Years of Your Favourite Pop Songs Live... And could we please do a couple of guest spots on it?
I have not got a clue, Simon.
And we do the best Beatles, the best Frank Sinatra, the best Elvis. Well, you know, I can be found. I'm sitting here all alone. If you can't come on around, at least please telephone. But don't be cruel. Yeah?
Yes.
So what you do?
Are your Beatles? You say you do the best Beatles.
We do the best Beatles.
Really?
Tell me a Beatles title.
You want me to actually?
Words are flying out like endless rain into a paper cup. They whistle as they find it back all across the universe. Yeah.
Yes.
Or you've got all the early Beatles. If there's anything that you want, oh yeah. If there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love. So what I thought...
Let's just check that, shall we?
Hello?
Let's just compare to see who is indeed the best. Is it Simon from the Greenwich or is it the Beatles?
If there's anything that you want.
I'm even being to like
now,
the early.
Can you hear me
stuff,
do it now?
Yeah, go on.
Right. If there's anything that you want, think I can do.
That you want.
On me, and I'll send it along.
Just call on me. With love from me to you.
I think they win, Simon. I think they win.
Listen, look, we'll do a couple of spots at your show. I guarantee I'll make you millions.
Well, Simon, I'm going to say no, but thank you. What the hell was that all about? Oh, it just gets better and better. It's Joe!
Hello, Mr. Ali.
Who'd have thought you'd have had a landline?
I know, it's amazing, because I do have an office. I run my international company.
Oh, okay, well, the one night it would have, you know.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I'm psychic, too. I can tell you something about that man. He's not going to get a record deal.
Do you know what? I don't think he is.
Or be famous.
Yes.
If he'd like to be. I forgot to tell you about the name of my film.
Oh, this is... Okay, this is a film.
Because you know I told you it is a spy film.
I wasn't really listening.
Well, it's a spy film.
Okay.
And it's, of course, it's starring Johnny Wembe, Femi Smiley Johnson...
And Sid Owen.
And Sid Owen, yes, he's in there briefly. And we couldn't find any... pity, really, because it'd be nice if we could find some more celebrities, you know, parking, and we could let them off, maybe.
Yes.
But the film, it is called From Lagos with Love.
Oh, yeah, romantic.
Yes, it's very good. And as I told you last week, next Wednesday, we have a premiere.
Oh, yeah.
At Stonebridge Estate in Alston.
Yes.
But we're also going to have, the week after, we're going to have another premiere in South London. Can you make that one?
I don't understand how you can have more than one premiere.
Well, you know, because, there's a large African community in North London, and there's large...
But surely you can only have... And you get these premieres, don't you, in Pirates of the Caribbean. They'll have a premiere in Los Angeles, a premiere in London. Surely you can only have one premiere.
But you said it there, you see, because if you have a film, you've got to... You remember, the films work in different territories. So South London is going to be slightly different than North London. So the marketing angle is different for South Londoners.
Okay, right.
You know, so but next week it'll be in North Peckham Estate.
Yes.
In the community centre. Do you think you could make that one?
What day is it?
It's not next Wednesday, because that's in Halston.
Yes.
And then on the 27th...
Yes.
It's in Peckham.
And what time is that?
I was wondering, you could do a show like they do, you know.
Yes, you mean like a live...
Yes, that'd be great, you know, and people can come and talk to you, meet all the celebrities.
No. Do you remember, have I got this right?
Yes.
Did James O'Brien once do a show from a cafe?
James O'Brien do...
Squeaky, didn't he do a show? I'm sure he did a show... from a cafe in Covent Garden or something, and it sounded an excellent campaign.
Was he so lazy?
It was Ponties, yes. It sounded excellent. It did sound brilliant, but it concerned me because you could hear him sitting there doing the show, and people would walk up and go,
"Are you James O'Brien? I listen to you on the radio."
And you just think, oh, my God, no, thank you. I don't want to be near those fruitcakes.
Well, it's the same thing for you.
You're doing the radio. Are you James O'Brien? Could you sign this for me?
No, I don't want to be near the people, Joe. I want to be protected from the people.
But, you know, because you are... Because like the psychic man was saying, I think you are a big celebrity. And I think that, you know, that you have many possibilities.
I'm in What's on TV next week. That's true, the actual magazine.
There you go.
Yes. Well, Joe, listen, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
Here we go. What do you reckon, Karen?
I was actually listening that time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good that you know me, isn't it, and everything?
Well, I know I've worked with you for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, but you know, it's good that you knew it was me.
Well, only because Amanda told us.
Oh.
She normally, whoever the flunky is doing the 7 till 8 travel, whatever the loser name is, they don't tell us.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've made the bold decision to just have landline phone calls this evening.
What, no people on the mobiles?
What?
No people...
Has a book just fallen on your head or something? have you just undergone surgery today? Why are you speaking like that?
I don't know. It just came over me.
Okay, I'm just going to let her get on with it. She goes.
All right. If you're heading out onto the trains, it's not a good story because...
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, this is more like it. Okay. 0870-9090-973. If you've just tuned in, we're only taking calls from landlines this evening, and it's upset. I'm not being funny. If we're going to have words every break, I'm just going to sit in this studio. I'm just going to sit in the studio and...
Ian.
Yes.
I know this is really unprofessional.
Yes, Helen.
And I wouldn't normally make this sort of mistake.
Oh, okay.
Could Barry from Watford, who's sitting at home, who phoned in on his home telephone number, please phone me back because I've accidentally... deleted it.
And yet you've just been having a go at me. You've just been having a go at me.
Ian, because I'm under so much pressure here, because of this rule...
Yes.
But okay. I can't do my job properly.
Oh, I don't think that's the reason you can't
do
your
job properly.
That
is the reason, and I'm sorry. If Barry...
All right,
Barry
shout,
from Watford...
Don't shout.
Please phone back.
Okay, just leave it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. why did Chris have to take the evening off to clean his flat? You know what I mean? There's a real air of tension. It's, Betty!
Yeah?
Hello, Betty. It's a little bit tense here this evening.
Yeah, mission control.
Yeah, oh, well you done. Know, you were brilliant last night.
Well, you know, after, you know, of course, yeah. Then I took my sleeping pills, it was tense.
Yeah, you're in a bit
so
of a high.
I thought, oh, I'll ring up Clive and Bob.
Yeah.
So I got on and Bob said, I said, did you hear the play? He said, Betty, you were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. He does exaggerate a bit.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But you didn't know anything about
it. Well, I didn't have a clue. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, last night's show, Helen and Chris had written a play, and we did it at 9:30. I recommend getting the podcast because it's actually brilliant. They put a lot of work into it. And Betty and Verinda were both the special guest stars, and Betty was an absolute gem.
Yeah, well, that's what Helen just told
you
me.
Did a superb
job. I couldn't remember.
No.
You know old boy who rings up who you say smokes too much? I forgot his name. It's Barry, isn't
it? Oh, Barry from Watford?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Helen's just just lost his number, so we can't...
I told her something, which I can't tell you on air.
All right.
And this is what she wants to tell you. Because he's an old man who you always tell off about smoking too much, don't you?
Yes.
But he often rings, doesn't he, Barry?
Yes.
Well, anyway, she's got something to tell you.
That she's lost his phone number and can't call him back to get him on the show?
No. Oh.
Well, I had to be. I'll be honest, Betty. Helen and I are barely on speaking terms this evening, as a result of my excellent idea. And it is an excellent idea. Do you agree with me? It's a good idea to only have landlines, isn't it?
Well, I suppose because all these kiddies keep phoning up.
Yeah, and we. Yes, exactly.
See, their mums and dads and. Somewhere and they pick the mobiles up.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear them. Some of them are only about five.
Yeah, exactly, little so-and-sos.
Yes.
But so what have you got to tell me about Barry?
Well, it's not really him.
What's not him?
It's not Barry.
Who's Barry, then?
Well, you know who's on at five in the morning?
Steve Allen?
Yeah, it's him.
Hang on, whoa.
I heard it this morning.
Hang on a minute.
And he did it, and he did Barry.
You're telling me that Steve Allen actually did Barry live on the radio?
And he did it this morning, because I have it on at five. And he did it like Barry does to you.
Really?
Yes. And then he pulled you to bits again, like he does.
Well, what did he say?
Well, you know, he goes, oh, Ian, and all this and that.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. And I thought that Barry was genuine.
Yeah, I thought that Barry was...
Yeah, well, it isn't. It's him.
So just get this right. You're saying that Steve Allen was doing Barry this morning at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay.
And he did it.
Right. Barry, what do you make of this?
Well, this is Steve Allen phoning. I've got an acid tongue, but I would never do Barry... Least of all at 5 in the morning, he's probably not even up then.
I think he was up.
That Jordan, ooh, what's she like? Blimey, she's a common and false spice. I wouldn't waste my time on her. Ooh, I've got an acid tongue, I can be ever so bitchy. I'm Steve Allen. I'm Steve Allen. And that Barry, he can get knotted. And that Ian Lee, blimey, is he in trouble? I'm Steve Allen, and I can be a right cow when I want. Oh, that David Beckham, I wouldn't waste my time on him. I'm Steve Allen, I'm blimey, Ian Lee's in trouble. And as for Barry, yes, dear, what can I say? I'm Steve Allen, I am. I have to go to bed soon because I've got to be up early. I'll tell you that, Eurovision, what a load of rubbish, I wouldn't waste my time on it. I've got an acid tongue on me, oh blimey I have, I can be a right cow when I want. I am Steve Allen. I am Steve Allen, and I can, you don't get in the wrong side of me. You don't...
Are you
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, dear. It's Steve Allen.
No, he's only on at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you chicken monkey. I wouldn't waste my time on you. I'm Steve Allen with an acid tongue, and I can be a right foul when I want. Hello? Betty?
Yeah?
Hello, Betty. It's Steve Allen, it is. Off the LBC?
No, it can't be, because he only comes on at 5 in the morning.
Well, perhaps I fancy coming on now. Who do you think you are? Don't wind me up, dear. So I can be vicious.
So, Betty, has that cleared things up for you?
Well, this is what I heard this morning.
Okay, so, Barry, be honest with me, Barry. Are you really Steve Allen?
Yes.
Be honest.
No.
No. Here we go. I think Steve Allen might have been winding you up, Betty.
He doesn't know me. Take phone calls.
I don't mean. I think he may have been winding up the listeners.
You think so?
I think maybe.
Yeah, but he did it exactly like Barry talked.
No, he didn't. He can't do it like me. And he's not a master of voices like I am. And you thought that was Steve Allen.
What?
You thought that was Steve Allen. He's not a master of voices like me.
But you didn't change your voice, though.
Yes, I did.
That was the same voice you used for Ronald Duck.
All right. Who's this? The cat done a whoopsie in the carpet.
That's you, Barry.
Frank Spencer.
Spencer. Right.
Well, I thought I phoned up as a German once, and you thought I was a German,
I was patronising you.
Were you?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, what about Ronald Duck, then?
Rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah, the kids aren't convinced.
But they've always said they've enjoyed it.
Is it your little granddaughter or great-granddaughter?
Yes, Kirsty.
Kirsty, she said that she thought it was rubbish when she phoned up once.
Did she?
Yes.
And all the kids I've entertained with Ronald Duck over the years...
They're just patronising you. Barry, just wait there 1 second, Barry. I need to... What's my out time, Andy?
28:45.
Lovely, thank you. Okay. Well, Betty, listen, I hope that's cleared things up.
Yeah, well, see, this is why I didn't want to... I told Helen I didn't want it to be on air.
Well, Betty, don't worry. We'll sort this out. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Right, that's... That's...
Bye-bye, Ronald Duck. Bye-bye, Betty.
It just sounds like you're choking on a sausage, Barry.
Well, it was always been very popular.
Hang on, Barry, it's showing on here that you're on a mobile phone.
I'm not on a mobile phone.
Oh, it looks like you are to me.
If you're thinking of...
Oh, clearing my throat there. Right, OK. 0870-9090-973. It's a tense evening here on Ian Lee's Good Evening. Agent Chris isn't here. He's bunking off to clean... have you heard a worse excuse? Has anyone... heard a worse excuse? Have I got to take that call now? Oh, God. It's Mr. Crazy Bob, Clive Ball's producer. Hey, Bob, what can I do for you?
Hello, Ian. I have to confess I haven't heard much of the show tonight because I've been watching the England under-21s on the telly.
But that's not even real foot. That's like watching girls' football.
I quite like watching girls' football, actually.
I do, actually. They're not bad. Yeah. Did you see the ladies' baseball the other week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was all right.
Was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
What's this about you discriminating against half your audience tonight?
It's not discrimination.
You know that Ofcom take things like discrimination very seriously.
I'm assuming that when Helen went downstairs to make this tea, she grassed me up for something, did she?
Well, she said that you were basically disenfranchising half the audience.
Right, okay, no, well, let me tell you what I'm doing.
Right.
Is I'm actually promoting DAB, which is, as we all know, is the way forward.
It is,
and
yes.
I'm giving a reward to our DAB listeners by ensuring all phone calls tonight are of a perfect quality, so I've just banned mobile phones.
Yeah, but yeah,
mobile phones are gone.
We do a lot with mobile phones as well. I know we're trying to promote DAB, but you know we're promoting people listening to the radio on their mobile phone.
We do
a lot of mobile phone promotions. I don't really think this isn't the way to go.
Well, the thing is, Bob, I made the decision, and I appreciate your position, but till 10 o'clock, I'm afraid. It's going to be the way it is. Now, admittedly, it's actually making for quite dull radio. But again, I can't really back down.
Ian, look, in our relationship, who is in charge? Who is your boss at LBC?
You are, Bob. So
don't be telling me that it's making for bad radio.
Yes. Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. Okay, for the next 10 minutes...
Right.
As a compromise, until 1:45, I'm going to take mobile calls.
Right.
So they can voice their concern. But I think you're fine, Bob, if you listen, that the mobile phone people will be agreeing with me.
Right, well, that's okay, because it's half-time in the football. So for the next 10 minutes, I'll listen to the show, and I'll see how it goes.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you. Grass. Thanks a lot, Grass.
You left me no choice to do that.
You've got something on your nose.
Oh, and you've got something on your...
Yeah, you've got that. Anyway.
And you've got that.
I've never seen that before. I'm speechless.
And I've got to get these phones now.
I'm a little afraid.
No, you haven't. Right. Okay, just keep out of this, Andy. Right, you haven't got to get any phones. Get rid of... No, okay, I've got to do what I've just said I'm going to do to Bob now, Helen. So move Vanessa.
Vanessa? I can't.
Yes?
Right, okay, very quickly, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get through you. Oh, Eddie's been on there 25 minutes. Right, you've got 30 seconds, then Eddie's got 30 seconds, and I've got to take calls straight to air for a mobile phone, so go on.
Okay, I want to defend Blue Peter.
Yes?
Yes.
Hey, I think they called me, Pam, did they?
Sorry, Eddie?
Oh, sorry, I didn't even know I was on.
I'm talking, let me just do...
Ian.
What?
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
While you're taking to air the mobile phone calls, what's happening to the landline people that are phoning in?
Well, they can just wait for a minute now, because
But they can still phone in?
You have forced my hand on this, young lady, so just leave it. Right. Eddie, calm down. Vanessa, away you go.
Okay, the Movie Mansion episode was probably one of the worst ones, and I didn't watch it because my brother didn't.
The what?
The one you saw was probably one of the worst episodes. They have done some really good episodes. They did a cool one with roller coasters recently.
Sorry, Vanessa. Eddie, will you shut up and let Vanessa...
Sorry, go on.
Okay, man.
Yes.
Okay. But it's surely Blue Peter's a little bit past its sell-by date, isn't it?
No, I got a Blue Peter badge in the post yesterday, and I'm 11, and I still love it.
I'll give you a fiver for it.
No, you're not allowed to sell them because you've got Blue Peter badge cards now, so it doesn't work.
What do you mean, Blue Peter badge cards?
Yes, you have identity cards, because people were selling them on the internet.
Oh, God almighty.
Exactly.
Well, Vanessa, listen, thank you for that.
Okay, bye.
Right, Eddie, go on, quickly.
Yeah, listen, Ian, you play that mad song you know that Agent Chris played.
Oh, Agent Chris's band?
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing, yeah. Any chance you can play it again? The whole family's waiting for it.
I'll try and play it before the end of the show.
If you could, mate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bob?
Helen says that she's not hearing any mobile calls, and neither am I.
Because I'm dealing with Eddie, and Helen's actually being a pain...
Right, if I haven't heard a mobile call by 8:39, I'm coming up there.
Okay, right, Eddie, go away.
All right, mate.
Yeah, but Bob... Oh, he's got... Okay. There's a mobile... You're on a mobile, aren't you? Oh, what a surprise. Mobile phone, and it's not working. Yes, you're on a mobile, aren't you?
Yeah, hi.
Okay, so everyone just back away from the show. Back away from the show. Literally, nothing to see here. What do you want?
Hi.
Yes?
Buddy.
Okay, it's working in my favour, you see? It's working in my favour. They're just going to phone up and Pradeep. Until the travel at 1:45, I'm just going to take mobile phone calls straight to air. This is your chance, mobile phonies, to express your concerns, or indeed your delight... the way the show has gone so far. 0870-9090-973. Yes, line 4, you're on a mobile phone. What do you want to say?
I can't hear you very well. I'll call you back on the landline.
There we go, you see. They're proving it for me. Aren't these people wonderful? 4, you're on the wireless.
There we go, you see. They're proving it for me.
It's sounding hideous, as I knew it would.
Wonderful. 4, you're on the wireless. There we go, you see.
It's not working. Perfect. Yes, line 2, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
I'm Stuart. I've been listening to you for about 4 years now, and I've never phoned up.
Okay.
Did I just hear right? Someone just told you something to do and you actually did it.
Well, that was my boss.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. You can't have been listening to me for 4 years.
Why?
I've only been here for 2.5.
Not on this slot, but the slot before.
Well, I've only been on this slot for 6 months.
Well, what about when you used to start at 3:30?
Yeah, I was there for 15 months. So far we've got 21 months, yeah?
Right, okay, maybe then I exaggerated, but yes. I've been listening to you for...
Oh, dear. Right, okay. 4-year on the wireless. He's a mobile phone, he put the phone down. I will be accepting your apology, Helen. If you could do it in writing for me, that would be great. 4-year on the wireless.
Ian, I've got to be quick because my credit's about to run out.
There we go, you see. I think my point has been proved. We'll do it till 2:45, though, but... Yes, line 2, you're on the wireless.
I'm driving my car and talking to you on the mobile. Is that legal?
You're breaking the law, you see, so... line 7, you're on a wireless... on a mobile phone and you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian.
Oh, it's this idiot. Yes, Rick!
Yeah, I think global warming is a bad thing, yeah.
Okay, well done. Yes, thank you. Line 2, you're on a mobile phone and you're on the wireless.
Yeah, and you're a muppet letting Bob speak to you like that. Big up your Bob. I think you're great. Give him some more rubbish. Get him off the radio. Sack him.
Right, did you say big up your bird?
Big up Bob.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Big up Bob. Oh, well, that's...
Hello?
Yes, line 1, you're on the mobile phone.
I'm on a hands-free kit.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Just about.
Hello? Can you do this every night when it's landlines only?
Oh, you want the landlines only?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, there we go. I think that the people are speaking. I just thought of Bob's excellent Saturday afternoon show, Big Up Bob. And it's going to be Bob just bigging up things, like bigging up films, bigging up plays, bigging up competitions. You can have that one for free. Yes, line 7, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless. It just doesn't work.
Yes, line 7, you're
mobile
on
phones
the
sound awful. There we go, you see, they're actually doing this for me. Line 2, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Ian, it's Mr. Butler.
Hello, Mr. Butler.
I'm about to complain about the, about having no landline.
But I bottled it up.
There we go, you see, this is what happens when you allow Muppets... Because, you see, anybody can have a mobile phone. You just walk into the car phone warehouse or T-Mobile or wherever. You say, can I have a mobile phone, please? And they give you one. Landlines takes planning and thought. Yes, line 2, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Hello, Sweet Lips.
What?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Treating poor Ellen like that. She don't go there to get paid that sort of money for that.
She doesn't grow hair to get paid. Is that what he said? I can't tell because the quality of the call was awful. Oh, jeez.
Oi.
Yes?
Power to the mobile. Get off the radio, landlines. You don't deserve the peace you get.
Right, okay. It's actually turned into some kind of warfare. I didn't realise there was this much rivalry between the two groups. One, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Gingerbread.
Okay, that's someone just filling up to say gingerbread. I'm not sure. Okay, let's try 4, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless. There we go, we bottled it. 7, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
This is for you, Ian. Oh, I just dropped my phone next to the radio. Oh. That's the problem with no wires, Ian.
That's the problem with no wires, thank you. Line 1, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Is it the girls from Ace of Base?
Oh, that was Sunday night, and no, it wasn't, it was Bjork. 4, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
Show. I'm glad you got rid of all that riff-raff on landlines.
Riff-raff.
Now we can text for that, how low you can bid, can't we? We can't do that on a bloody landline.
Yes, you see, so he's calling them riff-raff, and you're the one that's got the potty mouth, for goodness sakes, man. Line 1, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Good evening!
Good evening!
How are you?
Oh, I do hope you've got enough ink in your pen, Helen, to write this apology out, because I suspect it's going to be a very, very long one. Line 7, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Just about.
Yeah, and you are the best, mate. Don't worry about the idiots, what they're saying about you.
Okay.
Cheers, mate, thanks, bye.
Here we go, well, that's put my mind at ease.
I've got a plan.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah? What's your plan?
After this travel break,
yeah.
You take straight to air, no vetting, no filtering,
yeah.
All the landline calls,
yeah.
And see if they're any better than this lot.
No, we won't, because we're going to, after this, we're going to go back to the way things were.
No, take up my challenge.
Well, I took landline calls earlier on. The thing is, you've got these idiots on the mobiles.
But not straight to air.
Because the idiots on the mobile phones are going to try and sneak through and ruin it for the decent landline-loving folk. Landline, that's nice.
No, what?
Yeah. Six, you're on a mobile and you're on the wireless.
Ian?
Yes?
It's Stuart again. I got cut off. I was going on about you getting told what to do. I don't want to talk about landlines and mobiles because we've established that is boring.
Yes.
What happened? I just wanted to ask a question. How did you get on Monkey Trousers with Mackenzie Crook?
Well, now there's an interesting question, isn't it? What a bizarre question to throw in just as we're going to the well, guess what? My agent got me the job. Here's the travel news now with Karen, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. On the trains, we've got.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee.
Okay, well, I think has proved my point successfully that the people using the mobile phones are not worthy of coming on the show this evening. So Helen has apologised to me, and we'll be having words after the show. And I'm sure Bob will want to apologise to me a little bit later on, although he'll be watching the flipping football now. Thanks for mentioning that, son. So, from now until 10 o'clock, we're back to the old regime. 0870 9090 973 is the telephone number if you want to call. But, and here is the big but, you can only get on... you can only get on the radio if you're calling from a landline. Sean!
Hey, Ian, how are you?
How are you doing, fella? You're right.
Are we finished with the mobile rally now?
Those mobile Muppets are gone now, for God's sakes.
Well, I was ringing to compete to show how great landline calls can be, because I've got two biggies for you.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna get some apt music in the background. Hang on a second, let me choose something that's... give me an idea as to what these biggies might be roughly about.
Well, the first one's going to prove why roulette systems don't work.
Okay.
The second one is... I absolutely don't believe in ghosts, but I saw a ghost... And the story I'll tell, if I can tell it, will prove why ghosts don't exist.
Okay, well, we need some spooky music for that, and I think this might just be what we're after. Okay, away we go.
Ghost story first, yeah?
Let's have it.
Right, okay. Well, I live in Yorkshire, and the house I used to live in is like a very old house that was built in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of history and, you know, sort of... a mining village, all that sort of thing. I was in bed sleeping,
yeah.
And I woke up with this incredibly tight, constricting sort of
thing around your what?
On my chest.
It was a what?
A heavy sort of weight on my chest.
A weight on your chest. Now I wake up like that sometimes, and it's just my cat sitting on me.
I haven't got a cat or
my cat. Hey, get this, Sean. My cat did this today, and she's done it. I've only seen her do it once before. I had my friend Simon came round, who's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Well, I've not seen for ages. And he came round and we went and sat in the back room, which has got the cat flap in. Now, the cat flap, because the builders put it into the door, it's a little bit too high up in the door. So I've built a series of cat steps out of specifically Kiss bootleg videos and a VHS of Pretty in Pink, right?
Right.
And so I was showing this, and just on cue, the cat came in from the garden, walked down the steps slowly... And she had, like, a tiny little twig sticking out of her mouth. Okay. And she sort of looked a bit weird. And in front of me and my friend Simon, she put her head down on the floor and opened her mouth and out hopped a tiny baby frog. And this frog, seriously, and this frog started hopping about. And she just sat there as if to say, there's the frog I brought you. We're like, what are you doing? Why have you brought a frog in? And she did it once before. The last time she did it, I've got quite a long... it's quite a narrow flat, my flat, and it's got quite a long hallway.
Okay.
And I was there at 12 o'clock at night last time, in my pants, chasing a frog down the hallway with a saucepan, trying to catch it. And every time I put the saucepan over the frog, it would jump away. But today we managed to pick up the frog and, well, my friend Simon did, because I ain't touching no dirty frog, and
Was the frog singing, hello my honey, hello my baby, hello my ragtime girl?
Let me just think, was the frog singing... No, he wasn't singing that, actually.
Oh, right.
No, but do you know what? Now, isn't it funny you should mention that? Because, now, this is the really, really weird thing. This is what the frog was singing. I swear to God. So I'm there with my friend Simon. But our minds are blown that my cat has come in on cue, dropped a frog out of its mouth, and then the frog starts singing...
Si mä lahjasta laitaan salivilikka, tukka, tappu, täppi, tippu, hiljalle.
And it was weird. It was very, very weird. Anyway, Sean, sorry, you had a story to tell and I interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
This is the ghost story. Let's get some actual proper ghost music. Here we go. Away you go.
Okay, so I'm in this really old house and I'm asleep and I wake up with this sort of tight pressure across my chest.
Yes.
And about a yard, a metre and a half away from me, in full sharp focus is... A sort of a wee little winky figure, sort of Victorian boy in a sleeping gown.
Yeah.
Floating, looking down at me with this really sort of...
What?
Sort of ominous looking in his face.
There's a wee willy winky boy floating above you.
Yeah, right. And,
wow.
Nothing else.
No.
And I'm thinking, bleep, what the bleep is that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I can see it. It's like, you know, Scooby-Doo shows where it's kind of this sort of translucent,
yeah,
glowy sort of image. And I'm thinking, oh, bleep, I believe in ghosts, right? And then, yeah, I sort of start to wake up and I think, well, hang on a minute. Start to think rationally.
Yeah.
And I sort of move my head.
Yes.
And you know if you look at a bright light or you sort of look at the flash when you have a photograph taken?
Yeah.
And the image you last just saw... sort of follows...
Is burnt on your eye.
Yeah, that's right.
Like as though your eye were a plasma screen that had been...
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got this sort of image burn thing. And then, I kind of sit up in bed and this image fades.
Yeah.
And I look at my duvet, and the duvet basically has been tucked in on either side and I've turned over.
What?
And the duvet was sort of, you know...
So you're saying your mum tucked you in so tightly and that made you see a wee willy winky?
No.
What? Is that what you're saying?
No, right. The duvet had been tucked in on one side and I'd rolled over and that caused the tightness.
Right, that caused the tightness. But right. Explain the floating boy.
Right, well, here you go. Right, I was obviously... Right, well, the thing is, I wear glasses and anything more than... 3 inches away from my face is absolutely
looks
blurred.
Like a floating boy.
Yeah, so the floating boy that was in sharp focus was obviously the reminiscence of a dream. Oh, why the hell was a dream with that?
It was the reminiscence of a dream.
Yeah, so the dream.
I think I'm more inclined to believe it was a ghost than that. That's terrible.
No, so my brain was superimposing my dream thought images against my bedroom backdrop.
Sean, I think you should move on to the roulette story because you've actually done yourself no service there whatsoever, sir.
I was going to call up with that story on the psychic show and just prove everyone wrong, but
that would have really brought Becky Walsh down. Oh, Becky Walsh going, yeah, you're right, actually, Sean, with a story like that being tucked in your bed too tight by your mum.
Oh,
do you know what? I admit it's all a sham. It's all a lie, Sean. You've proved me wrong. Sean, you've got 30 seconds to tell me about roulette.
Roulette, right, systems don't work. I followed one for about a week,
yeah.
About an hour and an evening, followed the system, and I managed to win up to $3,500,
yeah.
And then in 9 minutes,
yeah,
I lost $2,500.
Oh, sweet.
And then, you know, I managed to just say, right, sod it. I'm going to cut in now.
If only you said right, sod it, before you lost that $2,500. Sean, thank you for that. Very quickly, before we go to the ads, if you want to go and see the excellent animations that Sean has made, and they are borderline genius, they are fantastic. They're animations of calls to this show. There's a call to the Nick Abbott show, which is just superb. And he's made a birthday video for me as well. Go to youtube.com/whiteheartmovies. Well worth having a look.
Ian Lee's goodies.
Okie dokie, right. We do need, and I've not been asking for these recently, and it's been the same three people that have been sending them in, which is fine. If those people want to write them, then that's groovy. But we do need some blogs, or a blog, for tonight's show. Email it to ian@lbc.co.uk. If you don't know what a blog is, it's just basically a little summary of the show. It doesn't have to be that accurate. And in fact, most of them aren't, really. And I'm supposed to write them, but I've got really bad indigestion. I might be sick. No, it's gone back down. Most of them are kind of rambling nonsense, but if you want to have a look at some of the best ones, go to lbc.co.uk, click on presenter blogs, then click on mine. I'm not quite sure how it works, and they're all up there. But we do need one for tonight's show, so if you want to email that in, you're more than welcome to. Also, a quick reminder of tonight's How Low Auction. It's How Low Auction, not High Low. Just so you know, Helen, what it's called. The How Low Reverse Auction, and today you can win a Sony PS3, which is fantastic. I'm more of an Xbox 360 man, I'll be honest, but I have got one of these, and they are brilliant. And I was playing Virtua Tennis 3 on my friend Steve's the other day. Anyway, it's the person with the lowest unique bid wins the competition, the lowest bid in pence that nobody else makes before the end of the auction at 11:30 p.m. tonight. To bid, text LBC plus your bid in pence to 88821. So to bid £1.50, you'd text LBC 150 to 88821. Lines close at 11:30 p.m. today. Bidders must be over 16. Bids cost £1.50 plus your standard network rate. See lbc.co.uk for full terms and conditions. John!
Good afternoon!
Watcher!
That 10 minutes that you had with all the people phoning in on mobile...
Yes.
...was complete rubbish.
Yeah, thank you.
And all those inferior people who incorrectly have mobiles, bearing in mind the fact that I've never had a mobile phone... I think they should all shut up, go away and kill themselves and be sent to the moon with a one-way ticket.
Well, do you know what, John? I really can't agree with such strong views as that, but today I'm going to agree with you. I think you're right. They should do exactly that.
Yes, I'm very moderate and reasonable, as you know, as always.
Anything else, John, before we go to the news?
Globule.
Works for me.
LBC 97.3.
Yes.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
This is Lady Jane Grey in the Hounslow, and spitting is wrong.
What's the... I don't know what this clip is. Hang on.
LBC on 261. Pass it on.
Yes. I know what that one is. Right, 0870-9090-973. If you've only just tuned in, well, you're a complete sucker. It's landlines only this evening. We've banned mobile phones just for this show. I'm sure that when Clive comes on at 10, he'll take the landline call, the mobile phone calls. So if you're calling, you've got to be calling from a landline, 0870-9090-973. It's created a little bit of tension, but that's fine. Chris isn't here. That call keeps disappearing from my grasp. Chris isn't here. He's bunking off to clean his flat. He's cleaning his flat. Is that the lamest excuse ever for not coming into work? I can't come in today. I'm cleaning my flat. You know, it's taking the day off work to clean my flat. Well, that's awful, isn't it? So he's not here. So Helen's here. Normally we do excellent shows when Helen's here, and I think I've managed to turn it round single-handedly. It's like steering the QE2 on my own. I've just managed to... what do they do when... not the QE2 necessarily, because I would imagine that the bridge of that is enclosed. But in the old days, when the steering wheel... Lindy, what do they call the steering wheel on boats?
The helm?
Well, no, that's not the helm.
You take the helm.
But it's not the steering wheel, though. The helm is... isn't the helm the front?
Don't know.
It's a big steer. You know the. You know what I mean, though.
I don't know what you mean, but I don't know what it's called.
Well, it's got. And you know when someone says it to us, we're going to just slap our faces. Ivor and Farah.
Hello.
Hello. What do they call a steering wheel on a ship?
A helm.
No, it's not the helm though, because the helm isn't the round. You know what I'm talking about? The big round. It's the wheel. They just call it the wheel, don't they?
I don't know.
Oh, have you not seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, I don't like it.
Oh.
Harry.
It is silly, isn't it? Although apparently the new one's based on a true story.
Oh.
This is what I've been told. Anyway, and in the olden days, if there was a storm...
Yes,
the captain of the ship would tie himself to the wheel...
The helm.
The wheel. So that he couldn't get blown
helm.
Off. Yeah, he couldn't get blown off.
Oh.
Yeah, so he would tie himself to the wheel, or as some people like to call it, the helm.
Mm.
Anyway, Lindy, what do you want? A bit of respect. Why don't you let Ivor and Farrah go first?
Okay.
That was your chance then to show yourself as a decent human being.
Okay, I will, because I've only been on here for, well...
21 minutes.
Yeah.
And they've only been on for 5 minutes.
Go on,
but they are, I believe, the children are our future.
Yeah, they are.
Teach them well and let them show the light.
The way.
Way. Yeah. Helm. Right, Ivor. Farrah.
It's just Farrah. Ivor's not here.
Oh, has Ivor bottled it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. That speaks volumes. Okay, Farrah, what can I do for you?
I would like to talk about my band. Me and my friends made up.
Your band?
Yeah, we made up a band called the Candy Girls.
Called it's a band.
Yeah.
Called what?
The Candy Girls.
The Candy Dolls.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got to ask you. Does your song that you sing, does it sound anything like this?
No, it's better.
It's better than that. Wow, because that is a...
We done it because we are only nine.
Right.
We done it to a tune because we got the tune Grease Lightning and we put our own words to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we hear it?
Yes.
Okay, where you go.
We love candy. Yes, we do. Candy is the best. We hope you like it too. Go, 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 candy. You are so yummy. So yummy. So, so yummy. Your belly shake about. We don't care. Don't care. We don't care. Candy's number one because it's yummy.
Aww. Don't worry, Lindy. They won't realise they've been cut off for a good few minutes.
Oh, bless.
And by then I'll be far, far away. Lindy, what can I do for you?
I want to apologise.
Good.
Because I phoned up and lied that I was on a mobile phone earlier.
You said you were on a mobile phone?
No, I said I was on a landline.
Oh, no.
And you said that I wouldn't be able to phone in tomorrow. So I won't. I'll take my punishment. That's fine.
Okay, well, consider yourself duly punished.
Okay, can I tell you why, though?
Yeah, well, why not? Let's get inside the mind of a liar. Let's have a look and see how those freaks work, shall we? Okay, Lindy, away you go.
Well, the reason I did was because I wanted to know whether you were going to accept calls from withheld numbers.
Yeah.
Because I can only phone from a mobile or a withheld number because I'm ex directory.
Well, no, ex directory doesn't mean your number is automatically withheld.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Don't be so stupid. It doesn't. I'm ex directory, but my number comes up.
But do they know your number? Is it in these...
Do who know my number?
I don't know, whoever you're ringing.
What? No! It's... I'm ex-directory. There is a way of blocking your number permanently.
Well, I've never, ever blocked my number, but whenever I've phoned up, yeah. I've been told you're on a withheld number.
Yeah.
What's your number?
But you can... you know you can unblock your number.
How do you do that, then?
Oh, God, let me think back to old tapes of Tommy Boyd shows when he used to get someone to do that, because it's something like, it's not 1471, it's something like 1470 or something.
I thought that blocked your number, though.
No, 1471 blocks it.
No, it doesn't, it tells you the last number that dials.
Oh, yeah. 141 blocks it.
I think you're just making it.
No, 141 definitely blocks your number. That's
okay.
True.
Okay.
You're with me on this, aren't you, Crystal?
Yeah.
Okay. 141 blocks it, and it's something like 1470 unblocks it. But it's not, I don't know, some freak will phone in and,
And they'll know.
Yeah.
Good. So that's the reason I lied, and I'm really sorry.
Okay, well, you know I have to cut you off as an example.
That would be great.
Okay. Oh, God. Yes, Bob?
I'm not some freak. It definitely is 1470.
It's definitely 1470. Thank you.
Yeah.
And did you hear the mobile phones calling in?
Yeah, it sounded right.
Rubbish. Oh.
You know.
It was just people saying Pradeep and bad delay and people not having their radio switched off and people dropping the phone and their credit running out. And
it was a bit like Triple M as normal then.
Yeah. Yes, it was, Mr. Johnson. Yes, sir.
Right.
Oh, dear. Suck up to these people. They might be higher than that. If you don't do it, you lose your job. You don't pay the mortgage. It's as simple as that. Remember that. Crystal!
Hi.
Hi there.
Do you know my dad, Igor?
Oh, yes, I do know your dad, Igor, yes.
Yeah? Well, you invited him into the show.
Well, yeah, but then I uninvited him.
But can you re-invite him and then I can come back?
No.
Oh, please.
No.
Brother can come again.
No. I uninvited him because he put me on the spot.
But
Well, I didn't.
No, I know you didn't. But okay, what is being done is I'm being put on the spot now, you see. So the uninvitation cannot be revoked and transformed into an invitation.
Okay.
It's confusing, isn't it? But that's what it's like being a grown-up.
Yeah, my brother hasn't put you on the spot because he hasn't even spoken to
me. But you're putting me on the spot about your brother.
Okay.
Okay. But I still love your dad, but I cannot revoke the uninvitation.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But thank you, Crystal.
Okay.
There we go. I've been put on the spot again, you see. I've doubly been put on the spot and made to feel bad. We love Eagle, but no. Christine!
Hello.
Hello there.
I feel a bit uncomfortable about calling you on my landline.
Why?
Because I've got a thing where I always have to call you when I'm standing in the kitchen.
In your underwear.
Sink.
What?
I mentioned it before. Whenever I speak to you, I have to be in the kitchen. And whenever I speak to Clive, which isn't that often, but no, I have,
you have to be
in my bedroom.
You're in bed for Clive, yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you now?
I'm in my room now because I'm on the landline.
How weird is that?
It's
have you not got a cordless? Cordless?
No, I've got lips phones. You know, the phone that looks like lips.
I do not know the phones that look like...
Well, it looks like lips. It's cool.
I need to get
my boyfriend hates it.
I need to get a new landline because my landline, I've had it for like... I bought it about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, and they're cordless phones. And it was when cordless phones... Because cordless phones used to be rubbish, and then they sort of started getting a bit better, and that's when I got these, when they sort of started getting a bit better.
Yeah.
And they're like two phones, and they're about 90 quid or something ridiculous, these two phones. But they are rubbish. And it always sounds really... It always sounds like I'm on speakerphone, even though it doesn't have that feature.
Well, that's another downside to the landline.
No, but it's only my landline. So I need to get a new landline, and I'm tempted to get one of those big old chunky ones where you pick it up and it's got a cord and it's got a dial on it. I think... But would the novelty of having a dial phone wear off?
Yeah, you'd get bored with this.
Would I get bored, or would it make me respect phone calls more?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
But, And Helen seems a bit stressed.
Well, do you know what? That's her journey,
yeah,
and I can't walk it for her.
Loads of people on mobiles just phoning her and moaning at her.
Let's just say I was listening in a bit, and when you're answering the phone, hello, yes, what do you want? That is not necessarily, and she wasn't doing that all the time. But let's just say,
she's probably getting people having a go.
Okay, well, she will certainly be getting people having a go at 10:01. Let me assure you of that.
Mean.
Yes. Well, Christine, have you actually got a point to make?
Well, yeah.
Okay, we'll have to make it after this. It's the Travel News Now with Karen.
Well, we've got some...
Mercer!
We've got some problems on the M4. It's closed into town from 3 for Hayes.
Doing the Travel Now! She's doing it! Yeah! Woo!
The M4 is closed into town from junction 3 for Hayes to junction 1 for Chiswick overnight. Roadworks in Oxshott, the A244 Leatherhead Road. It's now open in both...
Good evening.
OK, don't forget, Clive Ball is on at 10 o'clock. It's 9:20 already, and I think this... phone calls from landlines. Someone's just dropped off there. I don't know where he's gone. Phone calls from landlines. It's been a success, hasn't it, Christine?
Yes, did okay.
There's
not been anyone breaking up too much.
Exactly. No one's broken up. No one's been obnoxious. No one's been a pervert.
Yeah, but that's the whole responsibility part you were talking about.
Was I? What?
You were saying that people with landlines are more responsible. Because they have to plan and get it.
People's landlines are more responsible.
No, you're saying people with landlines.
Okay, but you missed out the word with.
Sorry.
There. So that gives it an entirely different meaning.
People's landlines, yeah, they're really responsible.
I went to the gym yesterday for the first time in 3 weeks, the personal trainer dude.
Oh.
My bum is killing me.
What did you do?
Well, exactly, that's the thing.
What did he do to your bum?
He really worked my buttocks. He had me doing, like, squats and stuff. He does this thing, right, where you get, you know the sort of weights that are on, like, a long metal pole, and then they've got weights on either end, and you lift them up?
Don't they all have those?
Well, some of them are, like, little dumbbells, but these are the barbells. That's what they call it, barbells, isn't it? They used to call them barbells in the old
days. Yeah, I know.
He does this thing, right, so you've got this barbell. It's not a particularly heavy one, but you've got it over the back of my head on my shoulders, right? And then you do these lunges. So I have to walk the length of the gym in front of it. I'm going to act it out here so I can describe it. In front of everyone, okay? So I'm doing this in front of everyone. So I've got this barbell on my shoulders, and you've got your feet together, then you put one leg forward, quite a far stretch, and then you squat down, so your knee almost touches the floor, and then you come up, and then you take another big step, and you do that, you know, all along the way, and then you get to the end, and then you've got to do, like, 10 lifting of the thing above your head, and then you have to go back the other way. Now, that at the time, it hurts, but it's doable. Painful. It's doable. But then the next day, it feels like someone has just bent you over. And this is going to sound vulgar. I don't mean to sound vulgar at all. This is what it feels like. It feels like someone has bent you over and just repeatedly, for an hour, punched you in the buttocks. That's what it feels like. You just, oh, God.
Some people might like that, though.
Some people might like that. And, you know, I can see the benefits of that to a certain extent. But it's just my bum is so sore. So that's where I am today.
Oh, well, it'll be all right in a couple of days.
Well, no, I won't, because I'm going back tomorrow. I was supposed to go...
Oh, yeah, but no, then you'll get past it, and then you'll...
Yeah. I was supposed to go to, a boxing class today, but I deliberately made myself sleep in, so
boxing
I missed it.
Boxing sounds a bit scary.
No, it's not proper boxing. It's like boxer size, so it's
Oh, okay, it's not...
It's what I like to call gay boxing.
In the head.
It's not proper boxing, no, it's, you know, but, I'm going back tomorrow.
Oh, going back to boxing?
Clear your throat.
Have you seen the Rambo 4 trailer? Yeah,
I saw the first 30 seconds of the Rambo 4 trailer.
Oh no, that bit's a bit boring.
Oh, but I like that.
To get to the bit where he punches someone's head off.
Oh, he does not.
Yeah,
that is not possible to punch someone's head off.
Well, it looks like it in the trailer. He punches someone's head off.
Oh man! Well, hang on. This is not going to make great radio, but I'm actually going to go to YouTube and find the Rambo 4 trailer. Isn't it great that he's decided just to make sequels to his two best franchises, Rocky and Rambo 4. He looks quite good in the bit I saw. Hang on a second. Rambo 4.
Talking about looking things up, someone yesterday phoned in after I did and said that they looked up Slaughtered Vomit.
Oh, God.
Said it ruined their lives.
That was Anxious Man.
Just looking it up.
Anxious Man said that. And another guy said that he was really upset by the trailer, but he still wanted to see the film. Did that make him wrong?
Well, I haven't even seen the film all the way through because the protestations were so bad that we had to switch it off. I'd like to see it all the way through, just out of curiosity. I like things like that.
Okay. Well, someone's... No, I'm already looking at the Rambo 4 trailer.
Quite boring.
Someone says, man, what... WTF, that gentleman knocked... I'm making this into broadcastable language, okay? Uh-huh. Man, WTF, that gentleman knocked the Japanese head off with his bare hand. God damn, this crap right here. I can't even read the rest of that sentence. I can't even read the rest of that sentence. But then I think he may use a knife, apparently. Someone
is saying. It kind of looks like he punches his head off.
But then it says, well, this is for you. This is from I Got Nuked. Says, you fool, he uses a knife. You can see and hear him drop it after.
Oh, hang on, it'd be better if he punched it off, though.
His face is all really weird and puffy now. There's a man on fire. There's a beautiful lady. Does he fall in love with her? His face is really big and puffy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
He's not as young as he used to be.
Well, no, obviously not, in as much as nobody is. Imagine if someone were as young as they used to be.
Well, I got people think I'm 15 sometimes.
Why? What do you go to school and trick them like that?
The other day I was I was on my way to my friends. I was like, "Do you want anything? I'm going to the garage." He was like, "Get me some cigarettes." I got him some cigarettes.
Some smokes, yeah.
And the guy asked me for ID.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I'm 29.
But you do sound like a girl.
Yeah, what?
And the weird
yeah,
thing, when I was
you get loads of people that are old that sound young, but
do you look young?
I don't know. Obviously, I do.
I'm just waiting for him to punch a man's head off. Sorry, I can't wait to see something as exciting.
But is that a good thing?
Yeah, it is a good thing. Well, saying that, I always get freaked out and slightly annoyed when I'm in America and they ask for my ID.
Oh, they do that. Don't they do that to everybody?
Hang on, he's doing it now. Does he stand up behind him and do it? Oh yes, he's got a knife. He has got a knife.
He does
take a man's head off in one.
You've got really like
swipe
small,
of the arm.
Quality screen.
But it always freaks me out in America when they ask my ID. And I was playing. It's weird. I was playing roulette, and this guy was the worst roulette croupier I've ever seen in my life. Right? He did a thing.
Did you have him to compare him to? Do you play lots of croupier?
I don't play. I play no croupier, but I do play some roulette.
How did you know he was bad then?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
If you shut up for a minute, I'll tell you.
Sorry.
Right. So there's a thing where sometimes you spin the wheel and then you flick the ball around, and sometimes, I don't know how this happens, sometimes the ball never lands. And this is true, and I don't know how it happens, but sometimes the ball never lands, okay? They just
float.
They just, no, they, but just, if anyone can explain this, because it sounds like I'm talking nonsense. 0870 9090 973 from landlines only. Sometimes the ball just doesn't stop spinning. It spins infinitely. Now, this happens. I've seen it happen before. And it happened, it's a bit louder. It happened with this guy. And so we all started taking the mick going, oh, you fixed it, you're rubbish, you fixed it. And he got a bit stroppy with us, and then he said, oh, can I see your IDs, please? And I went, well, I'm 33. So we showed him the ID. And then he spanned the ball again. And the second time in a row, it was a missed spin. And the ball didn't stop spinning. Now, how is that possible? That's why he was a bad croupier. He had two missed spins in a row.
Stop at some point, but how long
it
did
didn't it
wait?
No, it doesn't. It
how
spins.
How long did you wait?
What?
How long did you have to wait?
Well, after about 5 minutes, we all sort of looked at each other. We're standing, our hands in our pockets, going. And then after 5 minutes,
good gambling time.
Well, yeah. After 5 minutes, he went. It is a miss spin. He wasn't French, but it is a miss spin. I spin the wheel again.
More Mexican.
He was Mexican. He was probably a Mexican lad. Anyway, was there a point to this call?
Oh, I know we haven't set a date yet, but, I think we should definitely do the honeymoon in Japan.
Oh, yeah, because we were going to get married, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call that off.
Okay.
Because it turns out you look like you're 15, and I can't.
Isn't that a good thing?
No, not for a potential bride, no. I do apologise, but,
okay.
But Mr. Glitter may be looking soon. Christine, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's Darth Vader.
How did you guess?
Well, it says on my screen, Darth Vader, so I...
Right, your screen...
What?
I said your screen is wrong.
Well, it... who is it, then?
It's Darth.
Okay, your phone just dropped out. I'm just going to check you're not on a mobile.
I'm not on a mobile.
Okay,
you told me.
Okay. Well, I didn't phone you. Helen did.
I feel sorry for Helen tonight.
Well, there's no reason to, because, to be honest, I suspect...
Oh, yes, there is. Stop butting in, will you?
Okay, Darth, sorry. Yes, away you go.
Yes, there is. I feel sorry for her tonight. She's got a lot to put up with. Hello?
Oh, I can speak now, can I?
Yes, you can speak now.
Okay, thank you. Yes, well...
Apart from your roulette ball, it's magnetised, and it's to do with gravity. Gravity ball.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm waiting for you to get to something interesting that I can join in with.
Right, here's interesting. Shoody booty boo. Shoody booty boo. Darth sing shoody boo.
Thanks, Darth.
It's okay.
Yeah, I dispute that was interesting, but thank you for that. Now that he realises we call him back. He had a £200 phone bill. That's why he stopped calling in. He used to call in all the time. Okay, from was he from? He's from the dark side, isn't he? Yeah. He used to call in all the time, but only on Triple M on the Sunday night. I miss those days. And the Triple M at the start of the show, or the end of the show, as it was in the drive time. And someone messaged, and then he stopped calling. He called for ages and ages, and then he stopped calling. And someone messaged me on my old MySpace page saying, "Oh, yeah, the reason that Darth Vader doesn't call in anymore." Is because he got his phone bill, and it was £200, and he was skint. He'd blown all of his money on phoning us up. But now he realises, and this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. If you're new to this, you phone us up for the most part of the show. Not the Triple M bit, but you phone us up. You speak to either Helen or Chris, and then they phone you back. And so now he knows that basic of speech-based phoning radio, which is the whole way this system works. He's calling in all the time. Okay, it's the last... Oh, this music is good. I don't like Star Wars, but this is excellent music. It's the last 30 minutes of the show. So, 0870 9090 973 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Landlines only. We've got a blog, by the way, so we don't need any of those. And we'll speak to Julia after we've had the latest news.
Every month, the Yellow Pages... LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay, we're nearly there. We're nearly there. Don't forget, tomorrow's show, of course, is a skirt special, but I can't get my hands on a skirt for tomorrow, but I ain't telling Chris. Julia!
Hi, Ian.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. All right, so I called, I think it was on Monday, you were talking about getting a cleaner for your house, and I called to offer the cleaner for you.
Oh, yes.
Well, Now Chris has taken the day off to clean.
Yes.
He had a perfectly good offer. I would have done his house as well.
So this is the lady, and you were going to clean it for clean my flat wearing whatever I wanted you to wear.
Correct.
Including that if that meant a one-piece PVC catsuit.
Correct.
You would have done that.
I would have.
And you would have cooked for me.
Yes.
Wow. The thing is, Chris, it's a bit lame for Chris to take the evening off work just to clean his flat.
But is he really cleaning his flat?
No, he is. What he's doing, he's moved flat, okay? And so he's going back to his old flat today.
Yeah.
To help clean it.
Right.
So that he can get the deposit. The thing is, right, he's had weeks to do this. Yeah. It was him and his girlfriend and another couple in the flat. And I said, well, what you do is you go and clean it, and then at 4 o'clock you say, okay, I have to go to work now. And then you leave the others to do it. That's how it works.
Right.
But he's not done that. He's taken the day off to go cleaning. And I'm sure he would have loved to have seen you cleaning his flat in a one-piece PVC catsuit.
It's all his own fault for leaving it till the last minute.
He's an idiot. You don't happen to own a one-piece PVC catsuit, do you?
Not exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Julia, I've actually booked a cleaner now with an agency.
Oh, okay.
I've gone against everybody's advice, and I've gone with a huge Uber agency, and I've booked them, and they start next week.
Well, if they're off sick, Ian, you can give me a call anytime.
Juliet, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Good evening. That's what we're doing. Yes, Katia.
Oh, I wanted to salute the other landline callers in the name of clarity, but Helen said that I sound rubbish, actually.
Well, Helen's just a bigot. Helen's just a bigot. What? You sound excellent.
Do I?
Yeah, well, I think it's just your slightly muffled accent.
Well, maybe we've got better ears.
No, I think it's just the fact you've got a silly foreign voice. It muffles some of the consonants and indeed all of the vowels.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to try to articulate.
You do what? I don't know if we're allowed to do that before 10 o'clock.
Can I just say something?
Yes, Helen.
My name is Helen, and I am phonophobic.
There we go, you see. She's actually phonophobic. And well done you for admitting it. That takes a lot of guts.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, you're right, Katia. You're not crying, are you?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. Supposing I made you cry on the radio, how cool would that be?
That would be spooky.
It would. I don't know if it would necessarily be spooky, but it would...
Uncomfortable?
It would be very uncomfortable, wouldn't it? Have I got uncomfortable music? Hang on, let me find some uncomfortable music. Is this uncomfortable? No, that's not uncomfortable. There's got to be something that's... Oh, this is uncomfortable. No. Oh, this is uncomfortable. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. Shut up.
Welcome to the
Wee Sink. You have to be sick.
I think you're in love with her.
Oh, I think she's hot. I make no bones about it. I think that... what's her name? She's not Anthea Turner, is she? What, Anne Robinson.
Yes.
I think Anne Robinson is one fine... I seriously think she's a sexy woman.
Well, Mrs. Robinson, eh?
Yes, I've seen her up close. She's... Yes.
Before I forget,
how's about them apples?
What?
it's a phrase, and I think it's an American phrase, and I don't know what it means. But there's a scene in my favourite film Head where Mike Nesmith says they surprise Mike Nesmith at the birthday party,
yeah.
He says, "Do you know what? I hate surprises. The same thing goes for Christmas. How's about them apples?" So I don't quite know what "how's about them apples" means.
No, neither do I.
Okay.
But I'll try and...
I'm yay close to finding out, though.
You're yay.
By the way, every time I'm saying yay, as in yay close,
yes.
I'm holding up my hand in front of my face with my thumb and forefinger about half an inch apart to indicate a tiny distance. I'm yay close.
Ow, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Because I know nay, but yay...
Yay, it's good.
I'm
yay close to going to Ricardo in Victoria Dock.
Well, I'm yay close to tell my story.
Okay, well then, if you stop messing around and get on with it.
You're messing around, not.
Just do it!
Okay, so, I figure out which movie I wish I hadn't seen.
Yeah, was it Slaughter Vomit Doll?
No, it turns out it's actually my favourite movie.
Can I just stop you there for a second? You're doing what everyone was doing. You're talking about a topic that we did yesterday that no one called in about. And yesterday, people called in to name Chris's band, which was a topic we'd done the day before, but no one had called in about. What is there some kind of... Are you listening on podcast or something?
No, but I was busy with some issues.
Issues?
Yes.
The biggest issues of the dishes, tissues. What issues?
The boyfriend issues.
Oh, have you dumped him?
No.
Dump him? He sounds like a loser.
What do you know how he sounds like?
He's got tattoos, hasn't he?
He's got the same accent than I, so...
Oh, get rid of him.
Anyway.
Yes, the film you wish you'd never seen.
Yes, my favourite one.
Your favourite one?
Yes.
Well, hang on, how can it be your favourite film if you'd wished you'd never seen it?
Because, I'm going to explain to you.
I wish you'd hurry up.
There was a holy grail of,
We should hurry up and get to the point.
Horror movies.
Yes.
And then I saw it, and then I have nothing left to look forward to.
Okay, I see what you mean, yes.
See? And that's the same film than Bounceworth.
Is it Tremors 2?
Well,
is it?
It's good
film. The Tremors series are a good series of films. It's the things where there's these big snakes underground, and if you step on the ground, they eat you.
Yeah, I like them.
I think there's five in the series.
Do you?
I think so.
You're talking rubbish.
There's definitely at least three.
Really?
I think there's four.
Not looking forward to see them.
No. Okay. Right. Anyway. Please, Katya, you're starting to boring me now. So.
Well, I don't know. Well, you're boring me too.
Well, let's see who bores the other one first. Go on.
Okay, I'm going now.
Well, you've not told me what the film was.
Well, I've told you it's the same one than Barnsworth.
It's the same one in Barnsworth.
Oh, then Barnsworth, Louise.
But I don't know what Barnsworth's film was.
She called in about the topic yesterday.
Yes.
And she said she saw the
Texas
movie.
Chainsaw Massacre.
That's it, and she couldn't sleep.
Isn't it? Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one of my favourite... the original is one of my favourite films of all time.
So didn't you wish you hadn't seen it?
No, I don't. And I tell you what. When did it come out? It must have come out about 1980 or 81 when video recorders first came out.
That's it, yeah.
And I remember being 8 or 9 years old and my dad came home. And it's when, like, pirate videos.
Yeah.
And my dad came home and I remember saying to my mum, "Got this film we're going to watch tonight, love." And she's like, "Oh yeah, what's it? Texas Chainsaw Massacre." Now, as a kid, it's got the word chainsaw and massacre in it. I was like, "Oh,
I know."
I'm like, can I stay and watch it? No, you can't stay and watch it. You're going to bed early. So they sent me to bed, and I was in bed just going, "Man, I'm 8 years old. Oh, I want to see that film so much." And all I can hear, if anyone has ever seen it or hasn't seen it, the last 35, 40 minutes of that film are a woman screaming.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Is just a woman screaming. And I'm in bed hearing that. And I'm thinking, oh, that film sounds so good. It sounds so good. So my whole life, I've wanted to see that film.
Yeah.
And then when I was in college, I was about 20. And you'd go up Camden High Street, and there would be kids. This is how weird Camden was in the old days, right? There would be kids with trays, and they'd be selling hooky videos. And I remember buying Pulp Fiction for a fiver a month before it came out in this country on cinema. A month. And they also had Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I bought it. And it was this really bad, grainy quality. You couldn't see it. But that made it even better. Even more terrifying.
Those were the days.
It's, oh, man. Now all of those films have been released. You can get them. You know, Driller Killer is a rubbish film. It's quite good when you're watching a bootleg copy. But now you watch it on DVD, it's like, boring. Next.
Exactly.
Dear. They should have more banned films, I think.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
Nothing's banned anymore. I think you can probably get Clockwork Orange over here now, can't you?
You can, yes.
And why would you want to? Because that is awful. Ooh. It's one of the worst, most pretentious films I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Arty.
Anyway, Katya, I believe I'm boring you slightly now.
You want to cut me off, so I'll...
Okay, well, I'll do that. It's Ricardo.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Ricardo. Oh, Ricardo, you're letting the side down on the landline because this is a very, very muffled call.
Okay, then I'll take you off loudspeaker. You see, I've had three fags while I've been waiting for you to get rid of
him. He's on loudspeaker. He's cheating.
Here we go. Is that any better?
It's slightly.
Okay, well, I'm very sorry about the poor line. Blame BT.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, I'm calling to, a couple of things, but first of all...
Yes.
...pull you up on gay boxing.
Yes.
I mean, how rude.
Why?
What's, you know, gay boxing, do you mean what, when gays are doing it, they don't do it properly? Is that what you call exercise?
No, I'm just saying that the boxer size that I do, it's not, you know, it's not proper boxing, is it?
Well, it's, you're right, yeah, I get
it's, so it's, I'm just saying it's slightly gay, and it's...
So it's a bit erotic?
It can be erotic, yes. Not when I'm doing it. It's perhaps the most unerotic, unattractive thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
And it's like, he makes me do it in front of a mirror sometimes, just to humiliate me even more.
Oh, that's
But when my instructor's doing it, yeah, very erotic. He's a good-looking fella.
Okay.
Luke, the girls in the canteen downstairs call him the body.
I see. Yeah.
And I've seen him walking from the shower, and he's wow.
Right, one of those. A bit like Anne Robinson, then.
Yeah, a bit like Anne Robinson, I guess, yeah.
Okay, do you particularly like her just after the Botox, or when the wrinkles are calling?
I like her after the Botox, when it's all nice and firm.
Well, of course you do, so do I.
Yeah. No, I think she's a fine-looking woman.
Yeah, she is.
And I like that kind of vaguely dominatrix role that she,
Yeah, so I think
plays.
We all do, even if we are gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else was I going to say to you? Yes, I caught your conversation with your bride-to-be Christine... because I had to go to the loo,
yes.
And I'm just wondering, what's the exercise that you've done that hurt your backside so much?
It was the squats. It was all kind of squatting exercises.
Okay.
The one that really did it for me is that I was just saying, you have a dumbbell over your... You've got to bear in mind, Ricardo, I go to the gym, but I'm one of the most unfit men I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
You have a dumbbell over... I think they call it a dumbbell, over your shoulders.
Over your shoulders.
And then you sort of stand with your... I can only describe it when I'm doing it. So you stand with your feet together, and then you take a long step forward. You lunge, and then you go down, and your knee nearly touches the ground, and then you come up, and then you do the same thing again all along the gym. That's what's done my bum in.
Okay, and you lunge, right? I've just taken notes, because I've not been to the... last time I went to the gym was about 3 years ago, and I went twice, and never returned. So I'm just thinking, I've got to get myself back into that, and I just thought, if that exercise hurts so much, then it must work.
Well, that's the thing. If it hurts so much, it's got to be doing you good. But
exactly.
But he's a big fan of the lunges, is Luke the body. But
right, yeah.
Well, Ricardo, listen, best of luck going back to the gym.
Thank you.
Good lad, there we go. It's the travel news now with Karen Mercer.
The M4 is closed into town.
Good evening.
Nearly there. Okay. Oh, this is interesting, isn't it? You can win an Uno state-of-the-art portable digital music player with built-in FM and DAB digital radio. Every hour, all this week. We have teamed up, and by we, I mean me and Helen, have teamed up with commercial radio stations across the country for the Big Listen. It's the UK's biggest ever poll of radio listeners to find out what you want to hear. Do you want to see pictures on your... What? Do you want to see pictures on your radio? No, I don't want to. you can, if you want to, Helen, you can say you can. You don't have to agree with me. You've not all
don't
night.
Mind.
I don't want to see pictures on my radio. I want it to be a theatre of the mind. Some pictures would be nice, obviously. Do you want to see pictures on your radio? Is it important for you to be able to use your mobile to listen to your favourite station? No. Let us know how radio can be there for you in the 21st century. Log on to lbc.co.uk and click on the Big Listen to take part. And I think that's on this Sunday night, isn't it, the Big Listen? I'm not quite sure, but I believe it to be the case. Okay, 0870. Have we got a montage this evening? Are we having one? Yeah, excellent stuff, lovely, okay. 0870 9090973 is the telephone number. As part of a successful experiment, and I would say it's successful, would you...
That's the last of the landlines.
I know, that's why I'm talking really slowly and giving out the number several times and trying to entice them. We've only got one more caller lined up, and it's Italia. And Italia, how long do you think that we can drag this phone call out for?
Not very long.
Okay, right. Well,
you want to drag it out? You can if you like. I'm one of the most boring callers in the world.
Drag it out, drag it out.
Okay, we have no one else.
Really?
So,
oh, dear.
Yes.
Well, I tell you that how about them apples just means how about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it an American phrase?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's a good phrase. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
How's about them apples?
I think it's exactly what it really means. I don't know, but I know it's an American phrase, and I know that that's what it is.
Okay.
I was married to a Canadian.
Oh, well, hang on, but Canadians are different to Americans, eh?
Entirely. entirely, yeah. But he spent a lot of time in America.
Canada's... I went to Canada. I worked there I was only there for a week, I think. Or maybe it was a couple of weeks. And I always thought I'd hate Canada. I always thought it'd be quite dull. But it turns out it's actually... I was in Montreal. It's kind of quite nice over there.
Yes, he came from Montreal.
Yeah. I was there for about a week, actually. I remember it. And it was in March. And I got there and it was very cold. And then I woke up in the morning and it was the thickest snow I have ever seen in my life. Just, it came all overnight and it was just thick snow everywhere and it looked fantastic. It's some kind of place.
But, you know, you don't ever need go outside.
No.
According to my daughter, who goes there a lot.
Oh, okay. I may go back. Well, Italy, it turns out we couldn't drag that phone call out for more than a couple of minutes.
No.
But thank you anyway. It's nice to speak to you. We haven't spoken before, have we?
Yes, we have, actually.
When was that?
I think I phoned you up to say that I thought you were very good.
Oh.
The other night.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning, I'd been against you because you were sort of taking Clive's bull.
I was taking Clive's bull, yes.
But
that's how I got the job.
I think you're great.
Well, Italia, thank you very, very much.
Okay, darling.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. See, we can spin it around if you want. 0870-9090-973. Clive is on at 10 o'clock. Yes, line two. That's you.
All of which makes me anxious.
Oh, God, he's not in a good state. Well, I'm a little bit scuppered here, because I have got no... I'm going to sort of try... line four, you're on a mobile phone, aren't you?
It's mobile.
Yeah, mobile.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, well, it's, line one, you're on a mobile.
It's mobile.
Yes, okay. All right, hello. Just calm down. He's
just proving a point.
Yeah, just proving a point that all mobile calls... All right.
Mobile.
Go on then, do it.
Do you want to borrow a skirt?
It's mobile.
No, yes, okay.
Hello.
It's mobile.
Okay, let's try this one. Yes, line six, you're on the wireless.
Your secret's out.
That's weird.
No, News of the World Sunday.
Good lad. Okay, well, never mind. He is weird, isn't he? But
sorry, that was a landline.
Yes, that was a landline. So if there's a landline, if you could just do them in respect of...
Okay, I'll leave it to you now.
Okay, thank you. You're on a mobile, aren't you, line seven?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, good lad. You're on a landline, line six.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, and you're just the fella that says hello all the time, aren't you?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, we go. That's all he does. Okay, let's...
Just
line one, are you on a landline or a mobile?
I'm on both.
You've blown my mind. Go on.
I'm on a mobile.
Well, you've not blown my mind. You just lie. Yeah, we can all lie. Here's a landline. Hello, landline.
Hello.
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 Hi, was that before? No, what I was mainly phoning up for is tomorrow your last show actually in the week? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
It's very muffled.
Am I muffled? I'm on a landline.
Okay, it's a muffled landline.
A muffled landline. Are you right? Is it your last show tomorrow night?
It's definitely my last show this week, yes.
So, next week...
Yes. So, can you... All your tubes get blocked up, and it's an unpleasant experience, but...
I think that's what's happened.
Yeah, I think so. And that will go on for about another... I think it goes on for another... 2 years, I think.
That's better than what it was.
Okay, well, that's good. Right, okay, last couple of minutes. Let's see if we can get some landline calls. Line four, you're on a landline.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, I just phoned to say how much I really miss you on my drive home from work.
Okay, well, I can come and give you a lift if you want, because I'm free in the afternoons now.
That's brilliant.
Okay, well, I'll meet you from work tomorrow. What, about half five?
Well, quarter to six would be good.
Okay, I'll be there. Lovely. Well, that's worked out. I might get a few quid for that as well. That's nice. That's, yeah, line seven, are you on a landline?
Yes.
Well, you're not, are you?
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. I can see your number.
Yeah, that's my landline number.
Yeah, so your landline number begins 0783, does it?
Yeah, I live in,
I don't think so. Oh, he was about to... Maybe there is a dialing code where that's, thing. Line nine, you're on a mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Four, you're on a landline.
Yes.
Alrighty.
I am on the landline, but...
Your voice is broken as well! This is it's all happening at the same time! I love it! Well done! Well done!
For my voice.
I'm just applauding hormones. I'm applauding hormones and puberty. Well done.
My voice broke on ages ago, isn't it?
No, it wasn't this deep before, young man.
Can you guess who it is?
Well, it's advice, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And he gets a bit, a little bit jumpy. Line 8, you're on a mobile, aren't you?
I'm on my Skype phone.
Yes. You're not on the Skype phone. Don't give me that. Go on, line 4. Where are you calling from, then?
I'm calling from a place called Jersey.
You're calling from a place called what?
Jersey.
I've never heard of such a place.
Yeah, that's where this number comes from.
It's a place called Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, but it says...
Not Jersey with a S, Jersey with a Z.
Okay, well, now you're talking nonsense.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He apologises. Is this when we get one more landline? Oh, you're on a mobile, aren't you?
Stop picking on.
Yeah. Oh, you're on a landline.
Yeah, I'm on a landline.
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want?
Well, I mean, what do you want?
I want...
You
want
to get cut off, I know. Line 3, you're on a landline.
Hi.
Yes, okay. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this.
Just wanted to speak to Ian Lee.
You're speaking to him?
Ian?
Yes.
Why am I banned?
Well, you're not, obviously, because you've just got on air to ask me why you're banned.
But I'm on Anne's free.
Get out of it! I'm not having the Anne's free on the speakers tonight.
What do you mean, ban all mobile phones? Because just for a couple of months, have a little bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, wouldn't peace and quiet... All I'm saying is give peace and quiet a chance.
Peace a chance, yes, absolutely.
Are you doing this deliberately? Because I've made your life difficult, Helen. So you'd try and make my life difficult, or is this genuinely the best we have?
This is the landline callers.
God, it turns out everyone that owns a landline is a complete flipping idiot. That's what it turns out.
I've got a landline.
Yeah, I know, Umar.
I think you are a big celebrity, and I think that, you know, that you have many possibilities.
I'm in What's on TV next week. That's true, the actual magazine.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, Spice, I wouldn't waste my time on it. Oh, I've got an acid tongue. I can be ever so bitchy. I'm Steve Allen.
I can't hear you very well. I'll call you back on the landline.
And that is how you do a radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Calls only on the landline, not the mobile. Thank you for your patience, Helen, but can you Mick, just wait outside and I'll have a little chat with you in the hall. Thank you very much, Andy. Always good to have you on board. Clive Ball's up next. No, that's it. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow at 7. Away you go, anxious.